Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome into another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen this week as he travels around Ireland. Here, as usual, with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, which is the kind of the hot seat of one of our top 10 stories this week. And also joining us is Greg Corumbus from the Radio America Network, our news director here at the network, and also the host of the Three Martini Lunch podcast, which you should check out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And as usual, guys, we'll start here with the list for the week of April 1st to April 5th. As tallied by Talkers Magazine, they talk to all of the talk radio stations around the country and figure out what you've been talking about on their radio stations, on your radio stations, and then they come up with a list of the top 10 talk topics. Say that five times real fast. So let's get to it. At number 10, it's NCAA Final Four. At number 9, it's Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, it's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee Bridge collapse. I don't know how you tie those, but they did. Number 7 is the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. Number 6 is the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5 is Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And number 3, Trump and the Mexican border. Number 2, Trump tax returns issue. Don't know why that's still an issue. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. As far as top 10 people in your talk radio stations this week, at number 10, Mick Jagger. Number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love the way his name is kind of a takeoff of Nipsey Russell, for anybody who knows who that is. You should. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. Number 8, help me out here. Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Thank you.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Or if you like, Buddy Gig.
Yeah, Buddy Gig. That's what I wanted to say. Buddy Gig. Okay. Number 6, right. Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. That's quite the couple right there. Followed up by number 4, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 3, Joe Biden, right in Rick's backyard. Number 2, William Barr. And number 1 is, with a bullet, Donald Trump. As as they say in music radio. All right, so let's get into this. It's been a big week in talk radio, as it usually is. But, I mean, it's just in the era of Trump, it just always seems like there's these big, huge topics every single week. There's never a slow week. So always lots of great stuff to talk about. And this time of year, you're going to get the Final Four. And, you know, while it's going on this weekend while we're sitting here talking, you know, we'll see who kind of comes out on Monday at the championship. But the interesting aspect of this to me is the gambling. and the legalized gambling around the country and how people can sit in the stands, watch a game with their phone in their hands and be betting on a non-professional sport. Good or bad? Greg, we'll start there.
That's a tough one, but it's interesting to me how ESPN is immediately embracing this, because you'd see NFL spreads or NBA spreads all the time. As soon as the Supreme Court started looking at this and other states besides Las Vegas and Nevada started looking at this, they're immediately on the spreads. They're immediately on the over-under. They want this. Everybody's into this now. I mean, college sports, especially the big college sports, are such big business now. To throw this in there really isn't that big of a change. It's not like most of these kids, especially the one-and-dones who are going to Duke and Kentucky, are really worried about their degree. They're looking forward to the next level. And so to have a few folks wagering a few dollars on Zion Williamson and whether he makes it to the Final Four, he did not because the awesome Michigan State Spartans did, is not exactly the end of the world. But I don't want it to go beyond college, that's for sure.
Well, Rick...
I think the real problem here is you have a new peer group and encouraging kids to get ready to gamble when they're 18 years old, maybe 21, and that's the government. The government gets in as a peer group, as a partner. They are profiting from this. Yep. And so what happens now is you have all these people who are on their smartphones doing this gambling. And here in Delaware, for example, we're one of the first states to actually do this outside of Nevada. And we're seeing revenues drop and drop and drop because it's all going online anyway. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be pushback. You know, there's a great reason why, for example, in Delaware, the government has not funded a really in-depth study on how gambling has cost the homes and financial security of seniors who take buses from nursing homes and their homes to the casinos and throw away their Social Security and pension checks, and that's because the government makes money doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the government
and that's another great aspect of all of this is how the government loves, they cannot stand all of the, they don't want you to drink, they don't want you to smoke, they don't want you to own guns, they don't want you to gamble, unless... we can make a couple of bucks on it in tax dollars.
Yeah, it's the same way they are with the lottery. It's the stupidest way you could possibly spend your money, but they encourage you to do it. It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
Hey, wait a second. You got a 1 in 292 million
right.
winning.
Right,
that's
exactly.
about the same odds as one of us ever moving to Wisconsin where the last big Powerball win was.
Yeah, speaking of 1 in 292 million chance, what are the chances that Mick Jagger at 70-whatever years old he is, I mean, the guy's a health machine. Having a little stint put in this week, no big deal. He'll be fine. You know, please, prayers for him because we can't stand a world without Mick Jagger. But here you still have Keith Richards walking around drinking, doing drugs. He's not doing drugs currently. He's off of it. But guys just keep on going, man. Yeah. They're the Energizer Bunnies of rock and roll.
Keith Richards actually died of a massive drug overdose in 1989 and has been kept not really alive but animated by nanotechnology ever since.
Did you know, I was reading an article about him the other day, when he was a kid in London, his family had to run while the Nazis were bombing London. He escaped bombings. Yeah, yeah. And then And then when he was like in 1971, he had a drug overdose. Like in 1974, he lit himself on fire while smoking in bed, fell asleep. Then he lit himself on fire doing freebasing cocaine. He fell out of the coconut tree and did something to scramble his brain. This guy, it's just nothing hurt. Him. He is like in the movie Unbreakable. Nothing will kill Keith Richards.
Yeah, he's so rich. So Rich, here's the thing. We used to think that cockroaches would survive a nuclear war.
That's right.
No, Keith Richards will.
He absolutely will.
He's the Rasputin of rock and roll. One of my favorite Onion stories of all time is the story of the maid who has to brace herself every morning since 1976, preparing to find him dead when she walks in the house.
All right.
It's only funny because it's wrong.
Number eight, let's hit that. Nipsey Hussle. Now, I never knew who Nipsey Hussle was. Probably wouldn't have ever known if he didn't get shot and murdered. But ends up, this guy was a guy that was doing some good things, made good, making lots of money.
decided not to move out of his neighborhood, and he was doing things to help improve his neighborhood. And what does he get for his efforts? He gets shot by another guy who's now in jail, who's got the same name as somebody which
Nipsey Russell.
No, that's Nipsey Hussle, but the guy who shot him.
Oh, Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Oh, yeah, right. I know. Go figure.
So we got Eric and Holder and Nipsey Russell Hussle.
Not the former attorney general.
Right. Right. So that's going to unfold. But this Tennessee bridge collapse, okay, that gives us a couple minutes to talk about infrastructure and where the whole infrastructure conversation is. Greg, Trump's got a real opportunity to get some infrastructure spending done, and they don't seem to have. I mean, he's been here a couple of years yet, and they really haven't brought that up. What's the hold off on this?
Well, it's big spending, and anytime you have a big spending bill, particularly on something like transportation, the dollars can get out of control. So the Republicans are worried about that. The Democrats don't want to give him a win on anything, even if it's something they generally like. They would really have to jack up the price tag for that to happen. The interesting thing that I've seen and is going to make a lot of people on the right mad is that Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, is pretty cozy now with the idea of raising federal gasoline taxes to help pay for all this stuff. So it's good to have bridges that don't collapse, but you're going to pay more to get them.
I don't understand this. Why do they need to raise taxes to pay for things we've already paid taxes for them to upkeep?
Because we're running a massive deficit, and so this is money on top of what they're already spending. So I guess that would be their argument.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, just an FYI, I was going through the list of states with the worst bridges in the country, and then also the states that had the most bridges. So you have two categories here. A lot of bridges that are in desperate need of help, and then the worst bridges in the country, all in between me and you in Pennsylvania. So look out, Pennsylvania. Hold your breath when you ride over a bridge, because it's looking like they need a little help over there.
Just drive on the ground.
You know what? I'll walk across the bridge. Number seven, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. There's two things we can hit real quick here. We got about 2 minutes left here. The mayoral election, we have a couple of firsts here. First black woman to ever hold the office of mayor. First openly gay person ever to hold the office of mayor in the city of Chicago. But the real question is, will she be able to overcome the just rampant, it's just the most corrupt city in the United States. Will she be able to do anything about it, Rick?
Well, of course not. You can't actually get that power without actually being somewhat corrupt. I want to throw this out to you guys as well, because I found this to be interesting in a political way. So it was Lori Lightfoot running against Tony Preckwinkle, and Tony Preckwinkle,
which, by the way, is a sitcom, Preckwinkle and Lightfoot. It should have been a sitcom.
You're right.
Must see TV.
They're cops in the 1980s cops.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you remember all the Jussie Smollett scandal and the Chicago DA, Kim Fox, and all that stuff. So the state attorney there was actually a mentee of Tony Preckwinkle, who's running for mayor. And I wonder how many people said, you know what, that whole Smollett thing was so scandalous, I blame the state attorney, who is actually a mentee of Preckwinkle, and so we're going to go with Lightfoot because she's not involved in that scandal.
You know what? You've got an absolutely great point, and we'll see what this whole Smollett thing roots out and whether she's able to make any moves in Chicago and actually clean something. I don't have a lot of hope, but, hey, you can always wish for something. All right, so there you are. There's number 10 through number 7. We'll pick it up at number 6 with the 2020 Democratic field, and number 5, Trump versus Obama, coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. mile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden, and for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America and the Three Martini Lunch, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in famous Delaware now with Joe Biden all over the place. So let's pick it up here at number six with the 2020 Democratic field. And Greg is really just has his nose into the politics and who's connected, who's not, who's doing well, watches the numbers. And I'm curious to see, Greg, this week, because, I mean, we got a long time to go here. Things are going to change. But this week, who's looking strong in the Democratic field, and do they have any chance at this point against Trump?
Well, they certainly have a chance because Trump is so polarizing. I mean, his approval numbers are either right at 50 or slightly below, depending on the polls.
So, he's a lock.
So the the antipathy towards Trump is, I mean, we saw it at the midterms. We saw it in where you and I live in Virginia last year. So there's motivation to stop him. The question is whether they've got somebody who can, A, win the nomination and then pivot back to the middle and not look completely insane doing so, because everybody seems to be lurching towards the left here to the point where Joe Biden actually seems like a middle-of-the-road guy. Bernie Sanders is perhaps the only guy here who's not trying to figure out what people want. And you've got your top tier. That's your what I like to call your killer bees. That's your Beto, Bernie, Biden, and Buttigieg, plus Kamala Harris and maybe Elizabeth Warren.
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, he's in there for sure. And then you've got just all these also-rans. We were on Three Martini Lunch on Thursday. There's 21 Democrats who are either in or seriously thinking about it, from people who have been the vice president of the United States, like Joe Biden, to this guy, Wayne Messam, who's the mayor of Miramar. Not where Top Gun is in California, Miramar, Florida, where I have no idea where that is. And so, yeah, you're probably looking at a 4 to 5 person race right now. But as name recognition picks up for somebody like Buttigieg, who's caught the fancy of the media now and had $7 million in fundraising in the first quarter, you might see a couple people in there you didn't think had much of a chance. You'll probably see at least one centrist survive. But you're looking at Bernie, Biden, Beto, Kamala. That's your upper crust right now.
All right, so Rick, let's move right over into Delaware, since you know Biden very well. You've interviewed him many times over the years. You've been there for 18 years. You know him well. Let's just go ahead and hit number four here with the Me Too movement and his problems that he's got with being creepy Uncle Joe. Does this hurt him, or do you think people just give him a pass because he's creepy Uncle Joe and the lovey-touchy-feely kind of guy that he is?
Never hurts him in Delaware. That's the thing. In Delaware, everybody knows him. He's huggable, he's lovable, and he gives it right back to you. I remember the St. Patrick's Day parade many years ago. Down the street, he's waving at people, shaking hands, smiling. He leans over to a guy, he's in his 50s, with dark hair, and holds him by each side of his head, gives him a big kiss on the forehead, keeps going. The guy that got kissed is smiling. Oh my God, Joe kissed my forehead! It's one of those
like
things.
The Pope.
I honestly... Yeah, you know, it's Joe. And here, it's not that big a deal. It's like, okay, we get this. We don't even think about it as being some benevolent sexism like some psychiatrist wrote or something. So we actually, there are Republicans here, man, who called my show and said, no, this is insane. I suspect far left supporters of Beto O'Rourke, of Bernie Sanders, who are coming out and trying to trash him. They actually believe, and there were women calling in saying they believe, especially the woman in Connecticut who only wants a female for a candidate for president, and then was it Lucy Flores, who likes Bernie Sanders, and Beto O'Rourke. They all believe that this is being run by the far left part of the Democratic Party to get Joe out because he is the most popular.
Greg, do you think that the right is happy to see Joe get knocked out, or would they love to run up against him? Who do you think Trump wants to run against?
Well, Trump was making fun of this today, too. I think he'd probably prefer to run against somebody as hard left as possible to try and win over the people who don't particularly like him.
All right. So we'll watch this play out over the next 18 months here as we get closer to 2020. Coming up, Trump versus Obamacare at number 5. And Trump and the Mexican border. It's all Trump from here on out, so don't miss a minute of it. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Maaco is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Maaco makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Maaco and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Maaco, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MaacoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America, my cohort. He's actually sitting right across the glass from me. I can see him.
Hello.
Unlike Rick Jensen, who is in Delaware this morning from WDEL. And we are making our way down the top 10 list. And let's go through the list again if you're just joining us. The top 10 stories, and number 10, the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, Mick Jagger's heart surgery, and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee bridge collapse. Number 7, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. We'll get into that in a minute. Number 3, the Trump and the Mexican border issue. At number 2, Trump's tax returns. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. And the top 10 people of the week are number 10, Mick Jagger. Number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love saying that. I feel bad the guy's gone, but I love saying his name. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. She's got a fun name, too. These people all have fun names. Number 7, Pete Buttigieg, right?
Buttigieg.
Yeah, him too. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She sounds like a hit person from Mexico. Number 3, Joe Biden. Number 2, William Barr. And number 1, the Trumpster, Mr. Trump there. All right, so we're picking up here on number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. So Trump comes out this week and says, we're going to fix health care. We're going to fix Obamacare. And Mitch McConnell says, what, Greg?
Nope. You come up with a plan if you want to.
Yeah. And then Trump says, what then?
Oh, I didn't mean this year.
Yeah, no, we'll do it after the election. Sure, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a ticket. Oh my God. So, but you know, he does have a plan, and it's weird because there's there actually is, and there are some things that are happening right now. There's this growing body of evidence that relaxing federal regulations and freeing the states to innovate does make health care more affordable families and small businesses. Yeah, so before Maryland got their waiver, insurers in Maryland filed requests for 2019 premium hikes averaging about 30%. After the federal government approved the waiver, the premiums averaged 13% lower than in 2018. That is a 43% swing. So Maryland and other waiver states are getting these results without increasing federal spending or creating any new federally funded reinsurance program like Pelosi wants. There are ways to do this. I just wanted to bring that to the table.
Well, Larry Hogan, he's an innovative guy, and he's thinking about running for president, too. He's throwing his hat out there, possibly. To be able to run for president. So is he a guy that's coming up with ideas in a left-leaning state as a conservative Republican governor that could work across the country?
I don't know, but they've been actually experimenting in Arkansas, with Medicaid. They required work, and there are more people who are getting jobs and fewer who are going on to Medicaid. But anyway, a federal judge ordered Arkansas to drop that Medicaid work requirement, but it was working. So whether it's in Maryland with Hogan or Arkansas, other places, there seem to be some things that are working that are along what Trump was proposing.
Greg, why doesn't Mitch McConnell want to touch this?
Well, you saw what happened in 2017. His own party couldn't come together when they had the votes to do it in the Senate. Right. It tore the party apart. It gave the Democrats momentum. It gave them something that they could point to and say, here's how your life would be worse if this bill had passed, giving them specifics without the Democrats throwing out anything of their own other than Medicare for All in a very generic way is going to be controversial for the Republicans. And so McConnell's probably right. For those who are struggling because of the existing law, it's not going to help much. But in terms of painting the other side, big government, more government in healthcare is not going to be the answer. That'll be the Republicans' argument, and they can worry about the specifics later.
So does this just get kicked down the can or kicked down the road?
Yeah, because you're not going to get Medicare for All through the Senate or the White House right now, and the House won't touch anything the Republicans want to do that's more market-based and less government involvement, like Rick was talking about happening in Maryland and like this, like the president seems to be embracing here. So unless there's universal control following 2020, this is going to be a stalemate for a while. That's why the Republicans not getting it done in 2017 was such a huge thing.
All right, well, we'll toss that one right back up there on the third rail where it belongs.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go back to Joe Biden. At number 4, it's Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And we talked about Joe when we were talking about the 2020 Democratic field, but I want to hit this in a little different perspective here. I think that Joe as an innocent, albeit a little bit creepy guy, very touchy-feely, you know, and that's the way people were in the 60s and 70s, especially salespeople, politicians, the whole thing. I think Joe's an innocent guy. A little creepy sometimes? Yeah, I mean, some of those pictures of him coming over a woman's shoulder, whispering into his ear, into their ear, that's a little creepy. But does he have really any ill intent? I don't think so. I think he's basically not meaning to sexually harass anybody, and that this Me Too movement has bitten the people who created it. And I think Joe's sitting there going, what happened here?
No, I think that's
exactly.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Well, as somebody who's interviewed Joe, and I know people who worked in his office and campaigns, things like that, you have Democrats here, women, who are saying they're taking it too far with the Me Too movement. And it really, that's what's happening here in Delaware. They think it's going too far. And he's
is
not
there
that,
an age
he's
split on this, Rick? Are 20 and 25-year-olds going Me Too, Me Too, Me Too, and then 45 and 55-year-olds going, this is getting crazy?
I had women in their 30s, you just guess, you know, by the voice, the 40s and 50s, all the same thing. This has gone way too far. They think he's being set up by folks on the left side of the party.
Okay.
Yeah, and you look at his reputation. Yes, there's been a couple of accusations that I felt uncomfortable. They said they did not think they were being sexually harassed. Yes, it's creepy. Most people don't sniff other people's hair, especially unsolicited. But you know, he's never been accused of philandering, to my knowledge.
Which is
very different than a lot of other politicians in Washington. So I think
I have spoken with Republican operatives, as you were. There's two things you'll never hear about Joe Biden. Never, never. And that's getting drunk and cheating. Never.
He's not a drinker, huh?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Really? See, he looks like the kind of guy you'd want to sit down and have a beer with.
Well, he did, but it was a non-alcoholic beer at the beer summit.
At the beer summit. That's right. He was there.
Yeah. Really? That's interesting.
It was
very interesting. All right. Well, we'll watch and see how that one goes. All right. Number three, Trump and the Mexican border issue. Here's another one, just like the health care thing. Going to shut down the border. What do you guys think?
Nope.
So, I mean, was it the fact that we wouldn't be getting guacamole and avocados to, like we want, or what happened there to shut that and turn it around, Greg?
Well, yes and no. It's not just about avocados, but it's about the economic disruption of things legitimately coming across the border for manufacturing and other imports and exports, just the flow of goods and services between us and one of our largest trading partners. So when you've got folks like Ted Cruz, who is one of the bigger border hawks out there, saying, please don't do this, and Mitch McConnell doing his typical just no,
right.
then Trump knows he's not going to have support for this, even though he wouldn't need legislative an endorsement for this. But he needs his party behind him if he's going to take a drastic step like this, and he just didn't have it. So he's going to hold off a year at least.
Rick, did Trump know that he wouldn't get the support from the right, and did he just say it just to throw it out there?
It's the second dumbest, I'm going to close this, shut this down statement he's ever made in his presidency.
Why is
the
that?
First one, he got punked by Schumer. Schumer knew it was coming, and they enjoyed watching the pain of the people who would now vote Democrat because they blamed Trump. Trump, I don't think, had any clue that you've got $1.6 billion worth of goods going back and forth every day. This would cost thousands of American jobs, especially in the automobile industry. I don't think he had a clue. And then the Chamber of Commerce representatives had to say, Mr. President, here's thousands of people going to lose their jobs. Automobile industry. We've got these electrical harnesses that have to go in all of these cars, and they come from Mexico. And so now he says, oh, yeah, well, you know, you got 1 year. It's like the bully in the yard who goes, I'm going to pound you next year if you don't shape up. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, it's just, you know, I think he's grasping now because the border issue, it seems to get nowhere. And what do you do to actually fix the illegal immigration problem? And nobody's got an answer. So we're looking at health care. Nobody's got any answers. We're looking at the border. Nobody's got any answers. And here's another one nobody has any answers for. How are they going to get Trump to give up his tax returns? Not happening.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to do it. And I don't know why you keep asking. We didn't get Obama's birth certificate. You're not going to get Trump's tax returns. I see the value of being able to see every president's tax returns. But the guy was a business guy. Okay, I get it. There's probably some things he doesn't want us to see. But what do they hope to find in these things, Greg?
They're going to try to find people who are manipulating him financially, whether it's the Russians or people in his Manhattan orbit or anywhere else that can be used to tar him as somebody who's either compromised, doing somebody else's bidding, or has an agenda that is not based on what is best for America, but is best for somebody who's somehow got him by the collar. So whether or not they'll find that, I don't know. You're right. Trump's tax returns probably show some fairly shady stuff. But I think it's kind of like the Mueller report, not to get ahead of you here, but I think it's more wishful thinking than that there's actually evidence that something's there. Don't forget it was Harry Reid who claimed that Mitt Romney never even paid taxes and later admitted he completely made it up just to make Mitt Romney look bad. So the idea that they're going to throw this out there and just hope they catch something with it randomly is not beyond the comprehension.
Well, I mean, Trump's already admitted, Rick, that, I do everything in my power to legally cheat the government out of their taxes that they want. So what, I mean, do they really think that he's done something illegal, or do they just want to try and find the Russians that have paid him and now there's collusion there because the Russians have something on him?
You know, the day of hope is not over, and that's what they're looking for. There's endless hope that if there's nothing illegal, at least disparaging, and I'm certain that they will find something, because it all comes down to the messaging. Yeah.
Yeah, I've said this before. I don't want Trump living next door to me. I don't want him driving my kids to soccer practice. I definitely don't want him doing my taxes. but if he's the guy up there signing the tax bill and working on the tariff bill, yeah, that's the guy I want in there. Coming up, we will jump right into the Mueller report aftermath on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Did you know that your eyes can be a window into your overall health? That's right. Looking at the retina or the back of the eye can give doctors a close-up view of your blood vessels and nerves and show signs of diabetes, hypertension, and multiple sclerosis.
MS can sometimes present with an eye condition called optic neuritis. And when optic neuritis is present, your vision is blurry. It might hurt when you move your eye. Your color vision would be reduced on that side, and the pupil wouldn't react as well.
Ophthalmologist Dr. James Garrity says the eyes are also being studied to see if they can also predict dementia.
The retina is the only place in the body where you can actually see blood vessels. So you can infer certain brain conditions on the basis of how their retina and their blood vessels appear.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking, so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com. Here's the deal. You buy 3 bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get 2 bottles, that's 2 more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
All right, so now we've made it to number one, the big one in the report. And it's, you know, this one's had some legs. It's been at number one for a couple of weeks here. It's the Mueller report aftermath. And I think the thing that I walk away with here is that the Democrats really don't have that smoking gun that they wish they had walking into 2020. And so now what are they going to do? So now they're hoping to get Trump's tax returns as the smoking gun for 2020. That's not going to happen. What are the Democrats, what is still the aftermath of the Mueller report being talked about, and what is the smoking gun that they're going to look for?
Well, they're looking to basically say this stuff still happened. It just doesn't rise to a prosecutable offense. You got Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, saying absolutely there was collusion. I respect Robert Mueller. I understand why he says this isn't something that can be prosecuted. I think where you're really going to get the fireworks here is on the obstruction issue. The attorney general, Bill Barr, says that this does not rise to something he or the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, who the Democrats love, thinks is prosecutable. But there's evidence on both sides there. So once some of that becomes public, the Democrats and MSNBC, they're going to run with that like crazy.
So, Rick, it's looking like the Republicans are trying, the AG is trying to hold this off for just another couple of weeks before they get a hold of it. Why is he holding it back? Why not just give it to him? What are they trying to build their rebuttal for whatever the Democrats find?
No, I think Bill Barr is trying to abide by the law. When, you know, if you're going to release something to Congress, which essentially is releasing it to the public, either in drips or drabs or the whole thing at once to the public, you need to redact some things. I've been reading a lot of legal opinions about this, and when you have grand jury testimony, for a number of different reasons, you have to actually redact that. Sometimes it's because there's ongoing investigation. Sometimes it's to protect somebody's safety. It might involve some ongoing international CIA activity or something. You don't know what's come through this. But it's interesting to see where the Democrats are now, because when it was first released, when that four-page summary was first released by Bill Barr, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but that's his job. That is his legal charge, is it or is it not?
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it was released, the Democrats were all disappointed. They were dismayed. They wept. Nobody watched Rachel Maddow for 2 days. And now you have Nancy Pelosi, who comes out as Speaker of the House, and she is angry with Bill Barr and has this incredible quote about Bill Barr, who's doing his job, who says, "I don't need you to tell me what's in it. I will see for myself."
And that's going to be the fun part of all this, is just watching her have the meltdown over the next few months when she doesn't get what she wants. And that's what makes this the number one topic of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, guys, thank you so much. Once again, that's Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, Joe Biden's backyard, Greg Corumbus from the Three Martini Lunch and Radio America's news director. I am Rich McFadden from the Radio America Network in for Doug Steffen, and hoping you have a great week, and we will talk to you next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes past the hour. It's time now for the top technology stories of the week. Follow the hashtag Tech Talk on all of our social media platforms at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen. Victoria Keelan is our technology guru. And Victoria, you've got the top five stories of the week, starting at number five with these 2 million credit card numbers that were stolen from Earl Enterprise restaurants.
Yes, this is, it feels like it's another day, another breach. And this one is no exception. This is the parent company of restaurants like Planet Hollywood, Buca di Beppo, and Mixology. Those are chains. They have confirmed that they experienced a security breach after they had some internal researchers looking into 2 million stolen credit card numbers that were actually sold online. And so hackers used malware installed at the point of sale systems in the restaurants, which is really scary when you think about it. So as your credit card is being swiped in these restaurants, it was also being stolen. And so credit card and debit card numbers, expiration dates, some cardholder names from different restaurant locations in 40 states. And Earl Enterprises says the breach took place between May 23rd of 2018 and March 18th of 2019. They say the incident has now been contained. However, the bad news is if you were at any of their restaurants, which also includes Earl of Sandwich and Chicken Guy and Tequila Taqueria, those restaurants were also affected. So if you were in any of those restaurants between May of last year and March of this year, definitely be monitoring your credit card statements, because a lot of those numbers were sold online, and you will definitely, once that's sold, there's nothing you can do except to monitor your own statement, call your credit card company, and let them know that you may have been a victim of a breach and set up an alert, because that's the best you can do, which is not great, but, you know, monitoring everything is key.
Always good. It's always smart to check your credit report every so often anyway, yes, just to make sure there's nothing going on, especially in this day of technology. All right, number four on the technology countdown is some good news. Amazon lowering prices again at Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon has, they're really making a push to get more Prime members, and so they've lowered a lot of different produce prices, which is great. In-season produce can be very expensive at Whole Foods, so greens and tomatoes and tropical fruits, all of that have been slashed by about 20%. There are 300 exclusive deals coming over the next few months for Amazon Prime members. And right now, new subscribers can get $10 off the purchase of a $20 item or more at Whole Foods if you sign up to be an Amazon Prime member. And, of course, the biggest perk of being a Prime member is free two-day shipping from Amazon.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Number three on the list, Facebook app developers leaked millions. Another breach. Yep. Another day, another breach. Another minute, another breach.
Yes.
User records on their cloud services.
Yep. They've left hundreds of millions of user records exposed and on publicly visible cloud servers. And this is according to a research firm that they worked with called UpGuard. The researcher said that the larger of the two data sets actually came from a Mexican media company. And this is all in all, this is not good. This is 540 million records, account names and IDs, things like that. They have all, of course, been sold on the black market, and these data sets were just left on Amazon cloud servers for anyone to see, and so very, very easily hacked into. And again, monitor all of your information, because if you're using Facebook, they just really can't be trusted at this point, and that's unfortunately what they're proving to us.
Victoria Keelan reviewing the top five technology stories of the week. At number two, Google Assistant has launched its first celebrity voice cameo.
Yes, it's the silky smooth sounds of John Legend. For a limited time, John Legend will sing happy birthday to you. He'll tell you what the weather is and answer questions like, who is Chrissy Teigen? Which, if you don't know, that's his wife. Google Assistant is available everywhere now on iOS and Android devices. And John Legend is one of six new Google Assistant voices. And he can do lots of things. He recorded answers to a few select prompts like, hey, Google, serenade me. Or, hey, Google, are we just ordinary people? And again, another shout out to a John Legend song. And you can actually have John set as your assistant voice. You can just switch that in your settings. So it's kind of cool and kind of fun. And you'll be seeing more of more John Legend Google commercials for sure.
All right. The number one biggest technology story of the week involves Jeff Bezos and the fact that he could have been compromised by Saudi Arabia.
This is a bizarre story, but yes, Jeff Bezos claims that his phone was actually hacked by the Saudis, and this is a revelation that came that the National Enquirer had obtained intimate texts and images between Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez. Well, it turns out they tried to blame Lauren Sanchez's brother for leaking these, but actually it turns out that the National Enquirer already had the texts in advance. So there looks like there's some collusion between the Enquirer and the Saudis to gain access to Bezos's phone, so he needs a new phone.
Collusion, technology news with Victoria Keelan at 59 minutes past the hour.
April 20th through the 28th.
Over a week of classic fun.
So dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th, and get your tickets now for the main event with over 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 27th.
So get your car registered today.
Discount advance tickets are available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Avoid the lines and buy yours now. Don't miss the 30th annual Cool April Night, April 20th through April 28th.
Oh, baby, Cool April Nights is coming. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Cool April Nights is sponsored in part by Wind River Resort and Casino, Visit Redding, Marquis Shasta, Block Beverage, Napa Auto Parts, Action News, Redding McDonald's, and this radio station.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
U.S.-Mexico border with the president to discuss immigration and security. On Twitter, Mr. Trump thanked Nielsen for her service and announced that Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan would be taking over as acting Homeland Security Secretary.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee has asked the IRS to provide 6 years of President Trump's personal tax returns and the returns for some of his businesses. Something White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney vowed today Democrats will never see. British Prime Minister Theresa May looking to the opposition party now for help in finding a compromise Brexit agreement.
The Prime Minister has acknowledged there is little chance of winning a new vote and warned that without help from the opposition, Brexit could slip through our fingers. But leading Conservative Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg slammed May's move to include Labour in the Brexit talks and blamed her for failing to take Britain out of the EU already. With the UK once again days away from a deadline for leaving the European Union, 3 days of cross-party talks so far have ended with no agreement. Karen Chamas, London.
The Trump administration is expected to announce tomorrow Iran's Revolutionary Guards designation as a foreign terrorist organization. It's an unprecedented move that could have widespread implications for U.S. personnel and policy in the Mideast and elsewhere. Michael Bush, the longest-serving Maryland House Speaker in the state's history, has died. He was 72. And Korean Air Chairman Cho Yang-ho died in the United States of an unspecified illness. He was 70. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com. Environment.com.
The German government says greenhouse gas emissions in Europe's biggest economy fell 4.2% in 2018, the first major decrease in 4 years.
Estimates by the Environment Ministry show Germany released the equivalent of 868.7 million metric tons of carbon dioxide last year, 38 million less than 2017. Environment Minister Svenja Schulz said Germany benefited from 2018's warm and sunny weather, which increased production of renewable energy and reduced the need for heating fuel. Germany's emissions last year were about 30.6% lower than in 1990.
Correspondent Jeremy House adds that Germany's cabinet's debating a bill that could start legally binding emissions goals for each sector of the economy. Gas prices here at home rose again, up 47 cents over the past 3 months, up 12 cents in the last 2 weeks, average 278. More at townhall.com. Kyle Busch passed his older brother Kurt on the final restart to win this afternoon's NASCAR race at the Bristol Motor Speedway. The Busch brothers were first in line not to pit for tires during the 11th caution to set up a final shootout between Bristol's two winningest active drivers. Kyle thought the best way to win was to stay out late.
I've seen it work more times than not. When the guys stay out, you have a better opportunity to be able to go for the win. So, it kind of fell into our hands there, being able to lead the restart, being able to get Kurt. Not spin his tires and get up second, is a good run for us Busch brothers that won't come 1-1-2.
It's the eighth Bristol victory for Kyle, who prevented Kurt from getting his seventh on the half-mile oval. Kurt lamented over the PA system that he should have wrecked out his brother for the win. Joey Logano finished third in the race, followed by Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Paul Menard, and Clint Bowyer. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome to another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you can tell, I'm not Doug Steffen. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, but I am here with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, the man behind putting the list together every week that tabulates the big hits that you talk about on talk radio across the country. Talkers Magazine goes across all the radio stations, talk radio stations in the country every week, listens to what you are talking about, and then they tabulate this list, and then each week Doug and Michael talk about it and have a little conversation. So this week I'm going to have the opportunity to do that with Michael. So, Michael, let's go through the list for April 1st to April 5th of 2019.
Rich, it's good to be with you, and it's always fun when you and I do this show together.
And it was a crazy week. It was about three or four weeks in one. Every day it looked as though it was going to go in a different direction. It started out as a ball of fire with two or three issues.
Let me ask
that
you
actually,
this, though. Is there never not a crazy week under the Trump presidency?
This one was a week of whiplash. This was a week where it was crazier than usual, but in a subtle way. It wasn't just one story after another. It was stories going zigging and zagging.
We'll explain as we go forward.
Okay, go ahead. At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, we have Mick Jagger's heart surgery, and that's tied with Netflix rates increases, which really offered a lot of hosts the opportunity to talk about the changing paradigm of streaming in Hollywood. Yeah. The Nipsey Hussle shooting at number 8, and that's tied with a Tennessee bridge collapse, which was a big story for 2 days and then disappeared, but made it to the list. At number 7, the Chicago mayoral election, and in Georgia, the heartbeat bill both occupy the 7th rung. The 2020 Democratic field is at number 6, and of course, that is an umbrella topic that has all kinds of subtopics in it. Trump versus Obamacare came in at number 5. It really looked like it was going to be the second most talked about story of the week, but it turned out to be number 5, and that was one of the whiplash topics. It started out one way, went another way. Then at number 4, one that ties into number 6, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. That is a very interesting story.
It's a very interesting story.
Oh, yeah. Ties into things. The best stories, you know, as Doug points out, you know, his talk tree concept, one branch leads to another. At number 3, we have Trump and the Mexican border. Whiplash all the way. Started out, we're closing the border. Well, maybe we're not closing the border.
Now we maybe are again.
Exactly. The Trump tax returns issue snuck in at number 2.
That's the story that just won't go away.
Yeah. Interestingly, the head of the House Ways and Means Committee, Congressman Richard Neal of Massachusetts, this is his first time in the national spotlight. He's no stranger to me because the area that I have my main home in western Massachusetts and where the talker's offices are located is in his district. And we call him, just like we call you, Richie. We call him, he's just known as Richie. He is the number one political figure in western Massachusetts for the last 30 some odd years.
Wow.
And it's really funny all of a sudden seeing him step into the national spotlight when you know a guy locally who's never really been a grandstander. They call him Richie. It's Richard Neal, Congressman Richard Neal from Western Mass. Interesting guy and a very, very smart, formidable politician. At number 1, we have the Mueller report aftermath. That kind of sent out a ripple of influence on everything else that we talked about. And what it really did is it put the spotlight of scrutiny on the media. It furthered the rift between the left and the right. There are people that say, see, you guys did a bad job. You lied to the public. It was a hoax. Others say, what, 4 pages? What are you kidding me? It's a cover up.
Yeah.
So that goes on. Plus, it changed the mood of the president after his victory lap. It kind of emboldened him for such subjects as the southern border.
It emboldened the right.
Right.
But let me tell you something. The left, and we'll get into this because it's the number one topic, so we'll count down instead of Doug doing it. The left is saying, whoa, put the brakes on here. We haven't seen anything.
Right.
We're not going to get it. But they jumped on it really quickly, and that's why it got the power that it did. Yeah. All right, so let's back up here a little bit. Let's start, because I find number 10 really interesting. It's the Final Four, and I don't find it really interesting for the normal reasons. You know, everybody gets all excited because we get your brackets, and, you know, you put your $5 in the poll, and you go and you watch, and you have wings and beer with your friends at the local, you know, pub or whatever. And it's a great time. It's an American event. It's really fun. But here's what I find really interesting about it, and here's why I think it ties into talk radio really well. Not just sports talk radio, because obviously it's a monster in sports talk radio, but political talk radio or information talk radio.
Yeah.
The government, the gambling aspect of this, the fact that you have all of these gambling sites with apps where you can sit in the venue where the game is taking place, and you can bet on the games that non-professional players are playing while the game is going on, and that the government and that the leagues, the NCAA, the NBA, the NFL, MLB, hockey, all of them are finally going, yes, now we got what we really want. And the government's play in this is, great, You guys go gamble. We're going to tax it all and make zillions of dollars. Happy to have it. And the government is really interesting in that we don't want you to drink, we don't want you to smoke, and we don't want you to gamble. But we're happy to take your money if you want to do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
what I find really fascinating about it.
It's a sign of the moral decay that our country is going through, if you want to look at it that way. Another sign is it's a sign that the government's finally getting out of the way of people doing what they want to with victimless crimes, unless, of course, you're a victim of your own crime, being a gambler. It splits down the left and the right in that regard, from libertarianism to, you know, the nanny state. But
yeah.
I think that you made a very good point. I think that's part of the story. I think another part of the story is the hyper fiscal concerns of colleges, that
yes,
they are businesses, that
yes,
they are operating minor league sports businesses that are a major industry unto themselves for the sake of raising their profile, for the sake of raising money,
and
I think that there's a huge discussion going on in America today about the role of colleges in general in our society. What does a degree mean? What does all of the political correctness on campus mean? What does it mean to go into debt to get a degree? And that scam that's going on right now, that story is bubbling under the top 10.
You know what? And that's just going to bring all of this college debt story bubble up to the surface. I mean, the fact that that is happening, and you add that to the money that goes into the college sports, the story that the players don't get paid for their efforts, all of this is going to just bubble up, and it's going to explode at some point. It's boiling over, and it's ready to just come right out of the pot.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. I mean, we can't have a generation of people mired in debt with degrees that don't help them make a living.
It's horrible, and that's a longer, deeper story as to why that's. But I want to move on to number nine, because number nine really is the story that I was excited to talk to you about. And that's the fact that Mick Jagger, thank God this is a fairly minor procedure. You know, it's a heart stent, but they do these things like cleaning your teeth nowadays. So, hopefully he should be in and out. But, you know, when you have a major, major, major rock star like Mick Jagger go in for some, when you're playing with a heart, it's fairly serious. It makes you think and look. And one of the things that I started thinking about and looking at was rock radio and how it's changed over the decades. And when I thought about being here with you, I thought about how you are basically the father of AOR radio. It's album-oriented rock radio, which means basically you had the foresight to go, you know what, there's more than just one song on this album, and I want to play deeper tracks, and I want to build my radio station around it. And you created the AOR thing. But then what I thought about even more, how cool that is, but then the fact that you got into talk radio and the amount of hosts that come out of rock radio in the old days versus the new style of talk radio host. Well, and what that means.
You're covering a lot of ground there. I'll tell you, there's a definite
tie-in.
You're doing a really good job. Not that Doug doesn't, but I like the way you've approached this. The old AOR radio, which came out of progressive rock radio, came out of a cultural movement. It was a youth movement. And the music was laden with political messages. The hosts on the air were talkers. You couldn't just get on and say, you know, hey, they're playing the greatest rock music in our city for 20 years. Yeah, that stuff didn't work. You had to come to the table as a host on those stations with some type of political and cultural insights. We used to set records up with these long monologues, and there even was a little bit of interviewing going on with political figures as well as rock stars.
Right.
So it's not surprising that that mentality of bringing culturally relevant topic matter to the music mix splashed over onto what later became pure talk radio when AM stations had to do something to be able to compete with those same rock stations on FM. Now, as far as the word rock is concerned, there is no clear-cut definition of the word rock in 2019. Rock and roll and rock music, rhythm and blues, R&B, dance music, all of that stuff you know, has grown over decades. And we're pretty far in the future right now in terms of the generational connection to music culture. So I don't believe that rock exists anymore as a really clearly identifiable radio format. I don't think rock is dead.
No.
I think it's taken its place as a historic body of music, not a current genre of what's popular this month.
It's not the powerhouse that it was across radio.
No.
But it's still out there. It's still healthy. And there's still great blues-based rock and roll being made.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that the industry has changed so much. And it's so interesting to see how popular talk radio has become in just the radio industry. It's country, and then you've got your hip-hop and talk radio and sports talk radio. Those are the four big gorillas in the room right now. And we're in a sea change here, so we'll see how this goes. But that's a fascinating conversation. Thank you for indulging me. It's coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown. We're going to hit number 8. Speaking of music, Nipsey Hussle talk about infrastructure and the Chicago mayoral election coming up here on Talk Radio Countdown at 18 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. What I did is increased my intake schedule earlier in the day, and 2 days later, all symptoms gone. That was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that says, yeah, this stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. It just simply works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I invite you to experience Redding's downtown dining history. I invite you to try Deja Vu and Carlene's. Voted best breakfast in Redding, Deja Vu is located in the historic Lorenz Hotel, in the heart of downtown Redding on California Street, and open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. I want to personally thank you for your business. Deja Vu has been downtown for 24 years, and we're celebrating 4 years at Carlene's. Those of you who know me know that I love great food. We've just introduced a new spring menu that will delight your taste buds. Happy hour starts at 4 p.m. Dinners are served 7 days a week, 4 till 9, and Friday and Saturday until 10. Let any night be your dining occasion at Carlene's. Outside catering is available. Redding's great dining built on service and satisfaction. Deja Vu and Carlene's in downtown Redding.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden from Radio America here along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine in for Doug Steffen. I am this week. And we are at number 8 on the Talk Radio Countdown list. And this one is interesting to me. We have co-topics here. It's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee Bridge collapse. Now, two really kind of different and fascinating stories. Obviously, infrastructure is a big, big topic. Politicians keep saying they're going to do something about our bridges, but the left and the right can't get together on the money that they need to spend for it because the Republicans don't want to look like big government and the Democrats don't want to let the Republicans win and actually do something. So nobody wants to actually really talk about infrastructure. And then the Nipsey Hussle thing, Michael, what made this a major story this week? What about this story made it a major story? And I think it's because he was really a decent guy trying to do decent things and turn his life around. But I'm not really sure what made it one of the top 10 stories.
I'm never sure about what makes any murder or any crime stand out among others. This is a rhetorical question. I think the question stands as a statement because you see it all the time. Every year there are two or three criminal stories. Now, in this case, it's a shooting, and anything with shooting and anything with celebrities, it falls right into that gun control political discussion when it comes to talk radio. But the bigger picture in the media, where the newspapers and the television news and they cover things, it's very random. You realize that every day there are shootings in this country. Every day there are break-ins. Every day there are sexual assaults. Every day there are cases of bullying and threatening and mayhem. It's not like these are the only times it happens. So, you know, why does, like many years ago, there was this Boston nanny story suddenly caught the attention of the country? Or
shark attacks.
Right. Usually it's because there's some type of a hook that makes it a conversation starter or a headline grabber, you know, attention, clickbait, whatever. Or it just happens that some reporter got a hold of it and put it out into the news stream in a way that was good reporting and others picked up on it. There's a lot of follow the leader. Sometimes it's like a flock of birds. You see them go by and all of a sudden they'll turn on a dime and go in another direction. Well, scientists have been trying to figure out how that happens. Well, it's the same thing in the news.
Is that new? Is that with the internet? Is that a new phenomenon or did that happen pre-internet? I mean, you're a journalist from years and years.
It happened pre-internet because everything that's on the internet existed pre-internet in old media. It just was slower and less in your face. So it happens more now because of the internet. It happens faster now because of the internet. But no, it's always been you can understand what's going on in the internet if you understand what's happened all through the history of media back to the paintings on the caves, on the walls of the caves. It's just that now in this new era, everything is faster, louder, brighter, and in your face more.
So in radio, we know that a lot of people wake up and they go to the Drudge Report and they kind of do their prep and, you know, they just get from the Drudge Report or whatever other site. Can one person or one group really control the direction that these birds fly in every day, the journalists fly in every day? Is it that easy or is it kind of more random?
It's more random. It's easy in retrospect. You can follow the pattern of any story, but you can't predict it.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's definitely there's a random element to it. Otherwise, people could control the news completely.
I find following data just fascinating, and watching the stream of information fascinating, and trying to understand it. It's just
that's the main topic of our times is the rewiring of the human nervous system as we enter the digital era of the 21st century. That's the big topic. Our nervous systems are rewired. When you talk about following data, you're fascinated by the very thing that's carving out the tone of our lives.
Yeah. All right, coming up, Trump and Obamacare, and then Joe Biden's Me Too problem. Stick around here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State Attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Four past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I never get enough time with Michael Harrison. I could talk with him for hours and hours and days and days and days. But we have a job to do here, Michael, and one of them is to go through the top 10 list. By the way, I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, and for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, who puts your list together of the top 10 talk radio topics each week. And right now, Michael is going to go through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week for April 1st to April 5th. Michael?
Okay, we'll do it again then. Let's first go through the stories real fast. At number 10, we have the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, we have Mick Jagger's heart surgery tied with Netflix increasing their rates. At number 8, we have the Nipsey Hussle shooting, and we have the Tennessee bridge collapse, both occupying the 8th position. At number 7, we also have two different stories that are, you know, separate, but equal in terms of the broad strokes measurements. Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, we have the 2020 Democratic field, the 2020 election from the Democratic Party side. At number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem, which ties into the 2020 Democratic field story. And I see a lot of his rivals are not defending him that much. Mm-hmm. Trump and the Mexican border at 3. Trump and the tax returns issue at 2. And the aftermath of the Mueller report, which is not going to go away. It's going to be coming out again in its fuller,
yep,
though redacted form for the Congress, and the argument will continue. The 10 most talked about people at number 10, Mick Jagger, Nipsey Hussle at 9, Lori Lightfoot from Chicago at number 8, Pete Buttigieg at number 7. I have a lot of thoughts about this guy. At number 6, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi's at 5, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is 4, Joe Biden at 3, Attorney General William Barr at 2, and the President of these United States of America, Donald J. Trump, is trumpeting at number 1.
And all right, well, let's make our way. We're at number 7, so we got to get through this here. The Chicago mayoral election is an interesting thing in that we've got a lot of firsts here. We got the first openly gay, first black woman, all cool stuff. Great, great, great. Here's the question. Will she be able to clean up the city? It's the city is corrupt as can be. The murder rate is high as can be. Can she really do anything, or is just the city, that city's been corrupt and dangerous for, it's a beautiful city, it's a great city, but, you know, it's got its issues, and it's been that way since Al Capone. Can she clean it up?
Well, again, you ask the right questions, I'd be foolish to try to give you precise answers because they're rhetorical.
Right.
The question is, can she clean it up? My gut feeling is obviously not, but maybe some other good could come from her. There's a lot of symbolism a lesbian, a African American, female
right.
being elected to the mayoral of, position of Chicago. Interesting, she beat another African American woman. It was one way or the other with this African American
exactly.
woman running Chicago.
Right, and you know one thing, it's never going to be a Republican running Chicago, so it's always.
Well,
going to be
I mean, and then again, never say never. You never know because the city is in crisis. But it's many cities. There's aspects to Chicago you'd never know. The city has problems, and then of course
it's a great city to go visit. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a big city.
Here's my question now.
Yeah,
what does Rahm Emanuel do now? I mean, that guy he walks away with nothing on his resume for being a two-term mayor there. Nothing mm-hmm. he did helped him there.
Yeah, well, this is what happens in positions like that. Lori Lightfoot might come out of this being just a footnote in history that she was the first, but nothing really happened. There's nothing saying that things are going to happen. A lot of these jobs are dead-end jobs. They're high-profile positions. And as far as what happens to Rahm Emanuel, I seldom say this because it's not good radio, but frankly, I don't give a damn.
Thank you, though, for saying that. I love your honesty.
It's like what you said to me. I said, my eyes rolled. I said,
and
myself,
on that note, number six. Here's Democratic
Sam.
Let's get into your fascination with Pete Buttigieg.
I think Pete Buttigieg is, I don't know enough about him to endorse him. I don't know enough about him to say I think he's going to win, but I think he's a winner. And I think he's going to be a big player, and I think he's going to make a very big impact. Unless something comes out about him or he stumbles and falls, which happens all the time, I think that Pete Buttigieg is a breakout star. And if we were back in my rock and roll days, I'd say it's number one with a bullet. He's on the way up, and he's a refreshing, bright, young, articulate.
What is refreshing about? What do you like about him?
He's smart. I like the fact that he's
a Rhodes Scholar. Yeah.
I think he's smart. He transcends the bickering minutia of the left and the right that has brought us down to the position we're in today. That's
I read an article
answer.
About him last week because he's getting a lot of attention, and I don't know a lot about him, but you know, I can't even really pronounce his last name. Buttigieg.
It's actually Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Yeah.
I'm playing Doug here. And, you know, the guy knows how to play both sides, and he does it very well. The thing where I was reading where I'm going to have to do some more research and look at him is he believes in freedom for everybody, unless your freedom is better than my freedom, and then we have to do something about your freedom to make my freedom the same freedom as for everybody.
It's kind of a libertarian conservative position, isn't it?
Not unless I have to do something about your freedoms, which are better than mine, to make mine as good as yours. Then it's more of a socialist aspect to it. And that's the thing I want to do more research on. I only read one article.
Those tend to meet somewhere on the other side of the circle.
Well, again, my rule is to read 3 to 5 articles on somebody before I pass judgment, so I will not. Until I do a little bit more reading on him. But that for me, is something that I want to do more research on.
Well, that's something we should all be doing all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why I bring it up.
And not just 3 to 5 articles, 3 to 5 good articles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad articles out there.
Good luck finding 3 to 5 good articles. That's why you have to read more than one. And that's another thing we should talk about. People who read one paragraph on Facebook is, or the first paragraph in an article, it kills me. And then you create go on Facebook and you start making statements and you start having arguments with people and you haven't really done your homework. So please read 3 to 5 at a minimum, if not more.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're heading toward an idiocracy, and ignorance seems to be ruling the day.
Unfortunately,
it's a problem. You cannot run a successful democracy with a stupid votership.
Here's the fascinating part of this week's list. Okay, so as you mentioned earlier in the hour, number 6 and number 4 are kind of tied. Joe Biden's Me Too problem. So let's go ahead and do that one right now and come back to number 5, Trump versus Obama. Because Joe Biden, and I think he's handled it well, had a Me Too problem. Somebody, and we don't really know who, most people assume it's the right, weaponized the Me Too movement and used it against Joe Biden. A lot of people think it's the left. And you mentioned earlier that the left's not really coming out to protect him on this issue. And a lot of people say that's because they're the ones who started it.
Oh, well, when you're running in the primary, you're running against your own party. You're running against, look at the way Trump ran against 17 clown car candidates back in 2016. He sounded like a Democrat if you look back at the debates when they were all on the stage and he was up there bashing the Bush dynasty and bashing Cheney and saying things that were, you think he was the Democrat. So now in primary season, it's a civil war. It's vicious. There's bloodletting. And you're not going to expect Elizabeth Warren to go, oh, well, Grandpa Joe didn't mean any harm. He's a man of his time. You know, no, they're going to pile on or not help him by not saying anything. Well, we're going to have to look into this and see, you know. Now, Biden faces a lot of problems. You know, he comes out, he says the problem with our culture, it's a white man culture and we've got to change it. Well, then why are you running for president right. when you have all those black women and gays and young people and all kinds of
right.
diversity
How
on
you
your
fix
own
that
party?
Problem?
Yeah. Why do you want to be the face of your party when that's the problem? And then the Me Too thing, come on, you know, touchy feely, whatever, whether he meant it, he didn't mean it. He's the problem with Joe Biden is under the spotlight of scrutiny that this campaign is going to put him through. He's a man who seems to be slightly out of touch with the times. And I personally, and again, I could be wrong, but I personally don't think he has the power to make it to the finish line in this particular political race. I think his day is done.
I don't think that anybody on the far left can make it all the way. That's why I think that he would stand a chance because he's more center left. But you
don't
know,
be so sure that nobody on the far left could make it all the way.
This country would
we're
never
talking,
be a socialist country,
we're talking,
Michael.
We're talking about the nomination here, Richie. We're not talking about the general election. Don't lose
yes,
sight of
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
The far left has much more chance in the primary, this time around. And that's what dominates. That's what dominates who's going to get the nomination, because we've already learned from all the stuff that's coming out now that Hillary did not run a very clean primary race with her connections to the DNC and all kinds of shenanigans there. Bernie Sanders might have been it might have been more accurate if Bernie got the nomination in 2016. He was denied it. A lot of people feel
it was more than denied it. It was robbed from him.
So there you go. You know, I don't think
the
that's going to happen this time around.
Colluded to steal it from him with Hillary.
Right.
And it's absolutely, and it just shows you how politics is played. I mean, you look at the Mueller report and the Trump collusion, and then you look at the DNC collusion with Bernie. It's all dirty politics, and everybody plays it all the time, and we buy it something. You know,
well, one of the things the American public has to learn in terms of growing up, maturing, and being smart, as per our earlier discussion, is not to think that politics is this noble, glorious, you know, Boy Scout and Girl Scout profession. It's a dirty business, and people who tend to go into it are prepared to do that, and those who succeed at it are usually the dirtiest and most cutthroat.
Is that why Trump is so successful? Because he knows how to play dirty?
Oh, my gosh. That's certainly one of the pillars of his foundation. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And that's what it takes nowadays, isn't it? You can't be a gentleman and come in there. I mean, you know, Obama was a gentleman. You know.
Obama played dirty. Obama was a good actor. Good actor.
He's a good actor.
He's just a different style. That's all. But no, they're all that way. They've all been that way, all the way back to the beginning. Heck, the founding fathers used to shoot each other.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, too, Brute. So, all right, let's back up to number five here and hit Trump versus Obamacare. Trump, this is classic. I love this because Trump decides, you know what, I'm going to tackle health care and we're going to win and it's going to help us into the 2020 election and I've got a plan and I'm going to solve all of these problems. And Mitch McConnell's like, nope.
Yeah, well, at the beginning of the week, Trump was heady because of the Mueller report. The Mueller report comes out. Trump has taken his victory lap. He's full of himself. He's heady. He could take on the world. Hey, let's take advantage of this and let's overturn, let's repeal and replace Obamacare. We can do it. Well, what's your plan? Well, I got guys that can do it. Well, what's their plan? We don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do about it? And it's over. That's the story.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is Mitch McConnell knows the reality. Mitch McConnell knows that it would be a huge government program, and just like infrastructure, the Republicans don't want to take it on because it looks like massive spending, massive politics. And
they don't want people to be nervous that the Republicans took away their health care in the interim before
right.
they have something
right.
to replace it with.
So this is going to be a third rail issue, just like infrastructure, just like Social Security, just like guns and all this other stuff, where we just put it up there and we just kick it down the road for a couple of miles. So, speaking of which, we're coming up with number 3, 2, and 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking, so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome. It's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com. Here's the deal. You buy 3 bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get 2 bottles, that's 2 more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the Carr fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys in Calgary. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style, I was singing while the sun is singing low.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden in for Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Counting down the top 10 talk radio topics of this week, April 1st to 5th, 2019. And we've made it all the way down to number 3, Michael, which is Trump and the Mexican border. And this is kind of like the Obamacare thing.
Yes, same thing.
Where Trump basically says we're going to shut down the border, and then they're like, nope.
We can't shut down the border. There's millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of trade and business and people going up and back. The border is a vital, porous border that is not just a place to keep illegal immigrants from crossing. It turned out to be extremely impractical. It again, when Mueller's report came out, Trump obviously went on some type of a Trump high.
Yeah.
And was very emboldened.
I can do anything, right.
I can do anything. I am vindicated. Everybody loves me, and I'm all powerful, and I walk on water, and let's make this thing happen. So let's shut down the border.
He pivoted, and he turned, and he said, Mexico has 1 year to stop the drugs from coming through the border, or else we're going to put tariffs on some of the cars that are coming
across. Right, 1 year. You know what 1 year is? Like in this speed of light.
Let's see what the threat brings. Yeah. All right, number 2, Trump's tax returns. You know, I figured that this story would just kind of fizzle out, but every now and then they bring it back, and you've got some insight on this because the guy in your neighborhood is...
Yeah, Richard Neal, the congressman who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, he's not known nationally, but he sure is known locally back where we live in western Massachusetts and where Talkers is headquartered. Congressman Richard Neal, they call him Richie, like we call you Richie. Richie, that's all they call him. He was once the mayor of Springfield. He is the dominant politician in western Massachusetts. He's going to be in office as long as he wants to, and he's a savvy, very, very smart guy who's avoided the national spotlight. It's kind of funny seeing him in it, but I don't think that this tax returns issue is going to go away. I think that they are going to stalk Trump on every possible thing they can, and this is one of them.
If there's any information in there that he a Russian business deal, even if it was on the up and up, they can go ahead and say, look, see, he's on the take from Russia. Some kind of a tax dodge. And Trump has admitted, listen, I do everything I can do to legally cheat the United States out of the tax money that I owe them.
Yeah.
And that's my right. I got that right. But they need any kind of information to open a new investigation, to throw some kind of allegation. So, yeah, they're going to keep digging for it. All right, so let's get to the big banana here. Number 1. The Mueller aftermath. So this thing has kind of come in waves, and it's only been not even 2 weeks, really.
Yeah.
And it's already seen a wave, and it's not going to go away for the next few months.
No, it's not going to go away. It is a big banana. It's a big banana, then it's a little banana, then it's a big banana. But it's going to be around, and it's influenced almost everything we've talked about of political consequence. There is a rift. There are two sides to this story in terms of whether it's a cover-up by the Trump forces or whether the Democrats should just give it up already and stop hanging themselves, you know, by their own rope. Time will play out. My personal feeling is none of this is going to affect anything. The only thing that's going to affect the 2020 election, bar some unforeseen crisis, is Trump's report card on policy. And
right.
I think right now, believe it or not, it's just as my own instinct, I think Trump is gaining popularity among the votership.
And I think that the more that the Democrats hang their hat in 2020 on this Mueller report, now we have to see the redacted version of it, and of course there's going to be arguments over that, whether what was redacted. And
right. But Richie, people know that Trump is dirty, and that's not the issue. The issue
but there was no collusion.
Right, right, right. Traitor, traitor.
Dirty is one thing. Traitor is another thing. And
right.
You know, there is no collusion.
And to avoid a million emails, they're all dirty. I'm not just saying someone will hear that and go, oh, you're accusing Trump of being dirty. No, they're all dirty.
Right.
That's not the issue that he's being judged by at this point by the main thrust of the electorate.
But the left needs something for 2020. They were hoping to ride this all the way to the election and take Trump down with it.
Lots
and it's
of
just,
luck.
It's not going to happen. So now they need something new. So that's why the tax thing comes out. And they'll work the border thing. And they will try to figure out all of the different angles that they can use for Trump, but this one, it just ain't going to happen. If they ride it all the way, they're in a lot of trouble, and we're going to see Trump for another 4 years, and that's what they do not want for sure. So, all right, there's another week in the books for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael, thank you so much for indulging me and letting me chat with you for the hour. Join us again next week when Doug is back, and Michael will go through the top 10 talk topics of whatever's coming up this week, and we know Trump will be involved with it, but some other fun stuff here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Believe All Ogre Again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Democrats will never see the president's returns, nor should they. He told Fox News Sunday that voters in 2016 elected Donald Trump, even though he didn't release his tax returns, and he claimed the issue was already litigated. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is leaving her job amid growing frustration by the administration over the number of southern border crossings. Mr. Trump said in a tweet on Sunday that U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will become the acting head of the sprawling department that has 240,000 employees. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are up again.
This time, a very dramatic 12 cents per gallon over the past 2 weeks. Regular is now 278. Although the pace has slowed, There are a few more pennies to come. This has been a 47-cent jump over the past 3 months.
And Lundberg says the price is a nickel higher than last year. That's more than we paid in 2017, 16, and 15. But she says it's 82% less than what we've paid in 2014. Highest price found in Los Angeles, around $3.25 a gallon. Lowest in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at $2.37. The Trump administration is preparing to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard as a foreign terrorist organization. The move would be the first such by any U.S. administration of an entire foreign government entity, although portions of the Guard have been targeted before. The announcement is expected on Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame, speaking at the Rwandan Genocide Memorial event, says the situation in Rwanda has improved greatly since the country's genocide, in which some 800,000 people were killed.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness. Today, light radiates from this place.
French President Emmanuel Macron wants each April 7th to become a day of commemoration of the genocide of Tutsis in Rwanda, now marking the 25th anniversary of the start of the ethnic slaughter. In a brief statement Sunday, April 7th, the day the slaughter began a quarter century ago, Macron expressed, quote, solidarity with the Rwandan people. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's just a very busy spring for a lot of high school kids who are competing in robotics competitions all across the country, all in the hopes of making it to the world championships. We get the story from Julie Walker in New York.
At this regional competition in New York City, about 50 teams of teens are racing to build the best robot that can outperform the competition. Michael Zygmunt is CEO of NYC First, which puts on the event.
It's kind of like the March Madness, if you will, of robotics.
18-year-old Michelle Rojas is captain of her robotics team at Queens Vocational High School.
I'm the first-generation Mexican-American, so being in robotics was something I've never dreamed about doing.
Her team already won another regional, so they'll be bringing their robot to the World Championships. Julie Walker, New York.
And check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome into another week of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen this week as he travels around Ireland. Here, as usual, with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, which is the hot seat of one of our top 10 stories this week. And also joining us is Greg Corumbus from the Radio America Network, our news director here at the network, and also the host of the Three Martini Lunch podcast, which you should check out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. And as usual, guys, we'll start here with the list for the week of April 1st to April 5th. As tallied by Talkers Magazine, they talk to all of the talk radio stations around the country and figure out what you've been talking about on their radio stations, on your radio stations, and then they come up with a list of the top 10 talk topics. Say that five times real fast. So let's get to it. At number 10, it's NCAA Final Four. At number 9, it's Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, it's the Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee Bridge collapse. I don't know how you tie those, but they did. Number 7 is the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. Number 6 is the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5 is Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And number 3, Trump and the Mexican border. Number 2, Trump tax returns issue. Don't know why that's still an issue. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. As far as top 10 people in your talk radio stations this week, at number 10, Mick Jagger. Number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love the way his name is kind of a takeoff of Nipsey Russell, for anybody who knows who that is. You should. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. Number 8, help me out here, Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Thank you.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Or as you like, Buddy Gig.
Yeah, Buddy Gig. That's what I wanted to say. Buddy Gig. Okay. Number 6, right. Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. That's quite the couple right there. Followed up by number 4, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Number 3, Joe Biden, right in Rick's backyard. Number 2, William Barr. And number 1, is, with a bullet, Donald Trump, as they say in music radio. All right, so let's get into this. It's been a big week in talk radio, as it usually is, but, I mean, it's just in the era of Trump, it just always seems like there's these big, huge topics every single week. There's never a slow week. So always lots of great stuff to talk about. And this time of year, you're going to get the Final Four. And, you know, while it's going on this weekend while we're sitting here talking, you know, we'll see who kind of comes out on Monday at the championship. But the interesting aspect of this to me is the gambling and the legalized gambling around the country, and how people can sit in the stands, watch a game with their phone in their hands, and be betting on a non-professional sport. Good or bad? Greg, we'll start there.
That's a tough one, but it's interesting to me how ESPN is immediately embracing this, because you'd see NFL spreads or NBA spreads all the time. As soon as the Supreme Court started looking at this and other states besides Las Vegas and Nevada started looking at this, they're immediately on the spreads. They're immediately on the over-under. They want this. Everybody's into this now. I mean, college sports, especially the big college sports, are such big business now. To throw this in there really isn't that big of a change. It's not like most of these kids, especially the one and dones who are going to Duke and Kentucky, are really worried about their degree. They're looking forward to the next level. And so to have a few folks wagering a few dollars on Zion Williamson and whether he makes it to the Final Four, he did not because the awesome Michigan State Spartans did, is not exactly the end of the world. But I don't want it to go beyond college, that's for sure.
Well, Rick,
I think the real problem here is you have a new peer group and encouraging kids to get ready to gamble when they're 18 years old, maybe 21, and that's the government. The government gets in as a peer group, as a partner. They are profiting from this. Yep. And so what happens now is you have all these people who are on their smartphones doing this gambling. And here in Delaware, for example, we're one of the first states to actually do this outside of Nevada. And we're seeing revenues drop and drop and drop because it's all going online anyway. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be pushback. You know, there's a great reason why, for example, in Delaware, the government has not funded a really in-depth study on how gambling has cost the homes and financial security of seniors who take buses from nursing homes and their homes to the casinos and throw away their Social Security and pension checks. And that's because the government makes money doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the government
and that's another great aspect of all of this is how the government loves it. They cannot stand all of the they don't want you to drink. They don't want you to smoke. They don't want you to own guns. They don't want you to gamble unless we can make a couple of bucks on it in tax dollars.
Yeah, it's the same way they are with the lottery. It's the stupidest way you can possibly spend your money, but they encourage you to do it. It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
Hey, wait a second. You got a 1 in 292 million
right.
winning.
Right,
exactly. That's about the same odds as one of us ever moving to Wisconsin where the last big Powerball win was.
Yeah, speaking of 1 in 292 million chance, what are the chances that Mick Jagger at 70-whatever years old he is, I mean, the guy's a health machine. Having a little stint put in this week, no big deal. He'll be fine. You know, please, prayers for him because we can't stand a world without Mick Jagger. But here you still have Keith Richards walking around drinking, doing drugs. He's not doing drugs currently. He's off of it. But these guys just keep on going, man. Yeah. They're the Energizer Bunnies of rock and roll.
Keith Richards actually died of a massive drug overdose in 1989 and has been kept not really alive but animated by nanotechnology ever since.
Did you know, I was reading an article about him the other day, when he was a kid in London, his family had to run while the Nazis were bombing London. He escaped bombings. Yeah, yeah. And then And then when he was like in 1971, he had a drug overdose. Like in 1974, he lit himself on fire while smoking in bed, fell asleep. Then he lit himself on fire doing freebasing cocaine. He fell out of the coconut tree and did something to scramble his brain. This guy, it's just nothing hurt. Him. He is like in the movie Unbreakable. Nothing will kill Keith Richards.
Yeah, he's so rich. So Rich, here's the thing. We used to think that cockroaches would survive a nuclear war.
That's right.
No, Keith Richards will.
He absolutely will.
He's the Rasputin of rock and roll. One of my favorite Onion stories of all time is the story of the maid who has to brace herself every morning since 1976, preparing to find him dead when she walks in the house.
All right.
It's only funny because it's wrong.
Number eight, let's hit that. Nipsey Hussle. Now, I never knew who Nipsey Hussle was. Probably wouldn't have ever known if he didn't get shot and murdered. But ends up, this guy was a guy that was doing some good things, made good, making lots of money, decided not to move out of his neighborhood, and he was doing things to help improve his neighborhood. And what does he get for his efforts? He gets shot by another guy who's now in jail, who's got the same name as somebody who's
Nipsey Russell.
No, that's Nipsey Hussle, but the guy who shot him.
Oh, Eric Holder.
Eric Holder.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right. I know. Go figure.
So we got Eric and Holder and Nipsey Russell Hussle.
Not the former attorney general.
Right. Right. So that's going to unfold. But this Tennessee bridge collapse, okay, that gives us a couple minutes to talk about infrastructure and where the whole infrastructure conversation is. Greg, Trump's got a real opportunity to get some infrastructure spending done, and they don't seem to have – I mean, he's been here a couple of years yet, and they really haven't brought that up. What's the holdoff on this?
Well, it's big spending, and anytime you have a big spending bill, particularly on something like transportation, the dollars can get out of control. So the Republicans are worried about that. the Democrats don't want to give him a win on anything, even if it's something they generally like. They would really have to jack up the price tag for that to happen. The interesting thing that I've seen and is going to make a lot of people on the right mad is that Elaine Chao, the transportation secretary, is pretty cozy now with the idea of raising federal gasoline taxes to help pay for all this stuff. So it's good to have bridges that don't collapse, but you're going to pay more to get them.
I don't understand this. Why do they need to raise taxes to pay for things we've already paid taxes for them to upkeep?
Because we're running a massive deficit, and so this is money on top of what they're already spending. So I guess that would be their argument.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, just an FYI, I was going through the list of states with the worst bridges in the country, and then also the states that had the most bridges. So you have two categories here. A lot of bridges that are in desperate need of help, and then the worst bridges in the country, all in between me and you in Pennsylvania. So look out, Pennsylvania. Hold your breath when you ride over a bridge because it's looking like they need a little help there.
Just drive on the ground.
You know what? I'll walk across the bridge. Number seven, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. These two things we can hit real quick here. We've got about 2 minutes left here. The mayoral election, we have a couple of firsts here. First black woman to ever hold the office of mayor. First openly gay person ever to hold the office of mayor in the city of Chicago. But the real question is, will she be able to overcome the just rampant, it's just the most corrupt city in the United States. Will she be able to do anything about it, Rick?
Well, of course not. You can't actually get that power without actually being somewhat corrupt. I want to throw this out to you guys as well, because I found this to be interesting in a political way. So it was Lori Lightfoot running against Tony Preckwinkle. And Tony Preckwinkle,
which, by the way, is a sitcom, Preckwinkle and Lightfoot. It should have been a sitcom.
You're right.
Must see TV.
They're cops in the 1980s cops.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you remember all the Jussie Smollett scandal and the Chicago DA, Kim Fox, and all that stuff. So the state attorney there was actually a mentee of Tony Preckwinkle, who was running for mayor. And I wonder how many people said, you know what, that whole Smollett thing was so scandalous, I blame the state attorney, who is actually a mentee of Preckwinkle. And so we're going to go with Lightfoot because she's not involved in that scandal.
You know what? You've got an absolutely great point. And we'll see what this whole Smollett thing roots out and whether she's able to make any moves in Chicago and actually clean something. I don't have a lot of hope, but, hey, you can always wish for something. All right, so there you are. There's number 10 through number 7. We'll pick it up at number 6 with the 2020 Democratic field. And number 5, Trump versus Obama, coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Ward's Large Regular Car Vehicle Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden and for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America and the Three Martini Lunch, and Rick Jensen from WDEL in famous Delaware now with Joe Biden all over the place. So let's pick it up here at number six with the 2020 Democratic field. And Greg is really just has his nose into the politics and who's connected, who's not, who's doing well, watches the numbers. And I'm curious to see, Greg, this week, because, I mean, we got a long time to go here. Things are going to change. But this week, who's looking strong in the Democratic field? And do they have any chance at this point against Trump?
Well, they certainly have a chance because Trump is so polarizing. I mean, his approval numbers are either right at 50 or slightly below, depending on the polls.
He's a lock.
So
the
antipathy towards Trump is, I mean, we saw it at the midterms. We saw it in where you and I live in Virginia last year. So there's motivation to stop him. The question is whether they've got somebody who can, A, win the nomination and then pivot back to the middle and not look completely insane doing so, because everybody seems to be lurching towards the left here to the point where Joe Biden actually seems like a middle-of-the-road guy. Bernie Sanders is perhaps the only guy here who's not trying to figure out what people want. And you've got your top tier. That's your what I like to call your killer bees. That's your Beto, Bernie, Biden, and Buttigieg, plus Kamala Harris and maybe Elizabeth Warren.
Ben O'Rourke.
Yeah, he's in there for sure. And then you've got just all these also-rans. We were on Three Martini Lunch on Thursday. There's 21 Democrats who are either in or seriously thinking about it, from people who have been the vice president of the United States like Joe Biden to this guy Wayne Messam, who's the mayor of Miramar. not where Top Gun is in California, Miramar, Florida, where I have no idea where that is. And so, yeah, you're probably looking at a 4 to 5 person race right now. But as name recognition picks up for somebody like Buttigieg, who's caught the fancy of the media now and had $7 million in fundraising in the first quarter, you might see a couple people in there you didn't think had much of a chance. You'll probably see at least one centrist survive. But you're looking at Bernie, Biden, Beto, Kamala. That's your upper crust right now.
All right. So, Rick, let's move right over into Delaware, since you know Biden very well. You've interviewed him many times over the years. You've been there for 18 years. You know him well. Let's just go ahead and hit number four here with the Me Too movement and his problems that he's got with being creepy Uncle Joe. Does this hurt him, or do you think people just give him a pass because he's creepy Uncle Joe and the lovey-touchy-feely kind of guy that he is?
Never hurts him in Delaware. That's the thing. In Delaware, everybody knows him. He's huggable, he's lovable, and he gives it right back to you. I remember the St. Patrick's Day parade many years ago. Down the street, he's waving at people, shaking hands, smiling. He leans over to a guy. He's in his 50s with dark hair and holds him by each side of his head, gives him a big kiss on the forehead, keeps going. The guy that got kissed is smiling. Oh, my God, Joe kissed my forehead. It's one of those
like
things.
The Pope.
I honestly... Yeah, you know, it's Joe. And here, it's not that big a deal. It's like, okay, we get this. We don't even think about it as being some benevolent sexism like some psychiatrist wrote or something. So we actually, there are Republicans here, man, who called my show and said, no, this is insane. I suspect far-left supporters of Beto O'Rourke, of Bernie Sanders, who are coming out and trying to trash him. They actually believe, and there were women calling in saying they believe, especially the woman in Connecticut who only wants a female for a candidate for president, and then there was a Lucy Flores who likes Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke. They all believe that this is being run by the far-left part of the Democratic Party to get Joe out because he is the most popular.
Greg, do you think that the right is happy to see Joe get knocked out, or would they love to run up against him? Who do you think the right, who do you think Trump wants to run against?
Well, Trump was making fun of this today, too. I think he'd probably prefer to run against somebody as hard left as possible to try and win over the people who don't particularly like him.
All right, so we'll watch this play out over the next 18 months here as we get closer to 2020. Coming up, Trump versus Obamacare at number 5. And Trump and the Mexican border. It's all Trump from here on out, so don't miss a minute of it. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, in for Doug Steffen, along with Greg Corumbus from Radio America, my cohort. He's actually sitting right across the glass from me. I can see him.
Hello.
Unlike Rick Jensen, who is in Delaware this morning from WDEL. And we are making our way down the top 10 list. And let's go through the list again if you're just joining us. The top 10 stories, and number 10, the NCAA Final Four. At number 9, Mick Jagger's heart surgery and the Netflix rate increase. At number 8, Nipsey Hussle shooting and the Tennessee bridge collapse. Number 7, the Chicago mayoral election and the Georgia heartbeat bill. At number 6, the 2020 Democratic field. Number 5, Trump versus Obamacare. Number 4, Joe Biden's Me Too problem. We'll get into that in a minute. Number 3, the Trump and the Mexican border issue. At number 2, Trump's tax returns. And number 1, the Mueller report aftermath. And the top 10 people of the week are number 10, Mick Jagger, number 9, Nipsey Hussle. Still love saying that. I feel bad the guy's gone, but I love saying his name. Number 8, Lori Lightfoot. She's got a fun name, too. These people all have fun names. Number 7, Pete Buttigieg. Right?
Buttigieg.
What? Buttigieg.
Yeah, him too.
Buttigieg.
At number six, Mitch McConnell. Number five, Nancy Pelosi. Number four, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It sounds like a hit person from Mexico. Number three, Joe Biden. Number two, William Barr. And number one, the Trumpster, Mr. Trump there. All right, so we're picking up here on number five. Trump versus Obamacare. So Trump comes out this week and says, we're going to fix health care. We're going to fix Obamacare. And Mitch McConnell says, what, Greg?
Nope. You come up with a plan if
Trump
you want
says,
to.
Yeah. And then Trump says what then?
Oh, I didn't mean this year.
Yeah, no, we'll do it after the election. Sure, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a ticket. Oh my God. So, but you know, he does have a plan, and it's weird because there's
Does he have a plan?
There actually is, and there's some things that are happening right now. There's this growing body of evidence that relaxing federal regulations and freeing the states to innovate does make health care more affordable families and small businesses. Yeah, so before Maryland got their waiver, insurers in Maryland filed requests for 2019 premium hikes, averaging about 30%. After the federal government approved the waiver, the premiums averaged 13% lower than in 2018. That is a 43% swing. So Maryland and other waiver states are getting these results without increasing federal spending or creating any new federally funded reinsurance program like Pelosi wants. There are ways to do this. I just wanted to bring that to the table.
Well, Larry Hogan, he's an innovative guy, and he's thinking about running for president, too. He's throwing his hat out there, possibly. To be able to run for president. So is he a guy that's coming up with ideas in a left-leaning state as a conservative Republican governor that could work across the country?
I don't know, but they've been actually experimenting in Arkansas, with Medicaid. They required work, and there are more people who are getting jobs and fewer who are going on to Medicaid. But anyway, a federal judge ordered Arkansas to drop that Medicaid work requirement, but it was working. So whether it's in Maryland with Hogan or Arkansas, other places, there seem to be some things that are working that are along what Trump was proposing.
Greg, why doesn't Mitch McConnell want to touch this?
Well, he saw what happened in 2017. His own party couldn't come together when they had the votes to do it in the Senate. It tore the party apart. It gave the Democrats momentum. It gave them something that they could point to and say, here's how your life would be worse if this bill had passed, giving them specifics without the Democrats throwing out anything of their own other than Medicare for All in a very generic way is going to be controversial for the Republicans. And so McConnell's probably right. For those who are struggling because of the existing law, it's not going to help much. But in terms of painting the other side, big government, more government in healthcare is not going to be the answer. That'll be the Republicans' argument, and then they can worry about the specifics later.
So does this just get kicked down the can or kicked down the road?
Yeah, because you're not going to get Medicare for All through the Senate or the White House right now, and the House won't touch anything the Republicans want to do that's more market-based and less government involvement, like Rick was talking about happening in Maryland and like this, like the president seems to be embracing here. So unless there's universal control following 2020, this is going to be a stalemate for a while. That's why the Republicans not getting it done in 2017 was such a huge thing.
All right, well, we'll toss that one right back up there on the third rail where it belongs.
Right.
Yeah, right. Let's go back to Joe Biden. At number four, it's Joe Biden's Me Too problem. And we talked about Joe when we were talking about the 2020 Democratic field, but I want to hit this in a little different perspective here. I think that Joe is an innocent, albeit a little bit creepy guy, very touchy-feely, you know, and that's the way people were in the 60s and 70s, especially salespeople, politicians, the whole thing. I think Joe's an innocent guy. A little creepy sometimes? Yeah. I mean, some of those pictures of him coming over a woman's shoulder, whispering into their ear, that's a little creepy. But does he have really any ill intent? I don't think so. I think he's basically not meaning to sexually harass anybody, and that this Me Too movement has bitten the people who created it. And I think Joe's sitting there going, what happened here?
No, I think that's
exactly.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Well, as somebody who's interviewed Joe, and I know people who worked in his office and campaigns, things like that, you have Democrats here, women, who are saying they're taking it too far with the Me Too movement. And it really, that's what's happening here in Delaware. They think it's going too far.
And he's
is
not
there
that,
an age
he's
split on this, Rick? Are 20 and 25-year-olds going, me too, me too, me too, and then 45 and 55-year-olds going, this is getting crazy?
I had women in their 30s, you just guess by the voice, the 40s and 50s, all the same thing. This has gone way too far. They think he's being set up by folks on the left side of the party.
Okay.
Yeah, and you look at his reputation. Yes, there's been a couple of accusations that I felt uncomfortable. They said they did not think they were being sexually harassed. Yes, it's creepy. Most people don't sniff other people's hair, especially unsolicited. But you know, he's never been accused. He's never been accused of philandering, to my knowledge.
Never.
Which is very different than a lot of other politicians in Washington. So I think
I have spoken with Republican operatives, as you were. There's two things you'll never hear about Joe Biden. Never, never. And that's getting drunk and cheating. Never.
He's not a drinker, huh?
Oh, no. No, no. Uh-uh.
Really? See, he looks like the kind of guy you'd want to sit down and have a beer with.
Well, he did, but it was a non-alcoholic beer at the beer summit.
At the beer summit. That's right. He went there.
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting.
It was.
Very interesting. All right. Well, we'll watch and see how that one goes. All right. Number three, Trump and the Mexican border issue. Here's another one. Just like the healthcare thing. Going to shut down the border. What do you guys think?
Nope.
So, I mean, was it the fact that we wouldn't be getting guacamole and avocados to like we want, or what happened there to shut that and turn it around, Greg?
Well, yes and no. It's not just about avocados, but it's about the economic disruption of things legitimately coming across the border for manufacturing and other imports and exports, just the flow of goods and services between us and one of our largest trading partners. So when you've got folks like Ted Cruz, who is one of the bigger border hawks out there, saying, please don't do this, and Mitch McConnell doing his typical just no,
right.
then Trump knows he's not going to have support for this, even though he wouldn't need legislative an endorsement for this. But he needs his party behind him if he's going to take a drastic step like this, and he just didn't have it. So he's going to hold off a year at least.
Rick, did Trump know that he wouldn't get the support from the right, and did he just say it just to throw it out there?
It's the second dumbest, I'm going to close this, shut this down statement he's ever made in his presidency.
Why is
the
that?
First one, he got punked by Schumer. Schumer knew it was coming, and they enjoyed watching the pain of the people who would now vote Democrat because they blamed Trump. Trump, I don't think, had any clue that you've got $1.6 billion worth of goods going back and forth every day. This would cost thousands of American jobs, especially in the automobile industry. I don't think he had a clue. And then the Chamber of Commerce representatives had to say, Mr. President, here's thousands of people going to lose their jobs. Automobile industry. We've got these electrical harnesses that have to go in all of these cars, and they come from Mexico. And so now he says, oh, yeah, well, you know, you got 1 year. It's like the bully in the yard who goes, I'm going to pound you next year if you don't shape up. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, it's just, you know, I think he's grasping now because the border issue, it seems to get nowhere. And what do you do to actually fix the illegal immigration problem? And nobody's got an answer. So we're looking at health care. Nobody's got any answers. We're looking at the border. Nobody's got any answers. And here's another one nobody has any answers for. How are they going to get Trump to give up his tax returns? Not happening.
Yeah, right.
He's not going to do it. And I don't know why you keep asking. We didn't get Obama's birth certificate. You're not going to get Trump's tax returns. I see the value of being able to see every president's tax returns. But the guy was a business guy. Okay, I get it. There's probably some things he doesn't want us to see. But what do they hope to find in these things, Greg?
They're going to try to find people who are manipulating him financially, whether it's the Russians or people in his Manhattan orbit or anywhere else that can be used to tar him as somebody who's either compromised, doing somebody else's bidding, or has an agenda that is not based on what is best for America, but is best for somebody who's somehow got him by the collar. So whether or not they'll find that, I don't know. You're right. Trump's tax returns probably show some fairly shady stuff. But I think it's kind of like the Mueller report, not to get ahead of you here, but I think it's more wishful thinking than that there's actually evidence that something's there. Don't forget it was Harry Reid who claimed that Mitt Romney never even paid taxes. and later admitted he completely made it up just to make Mitt Romney look bad. So the idea that they're going to throw this out there and just hope they catch something with it randomly is not beyond the comprehension.
Well, I mean, Trump's already admitted, Rick, that, I do everything in my power to legally cheat the government out of their taxes that they want. So what, I mean, do they really think that he's done something illegal, or do they just want to try and find the Russians that have paid him, and now there's collusion there because the Russians have something on him?
You know, the day of hope is not over, and that's what they're looking for. There's endless hope that if there's nothing illegal, at least disparaging, and I'm certain that they will find something, because it all comes down to the messaging. Yeah.
Yeah, I've said this before. I don't want Trump living next door to me. I don't want him driving my kids to soccer practice. I definitely don't want him doing my taxes. but if he's the guy up there signing the tax bill and working on the tariff bill, yeah, that's the guy I want in there. Coming up, we will jump right into the Mueller Report aftermath on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Did you know that your eyes can be a window into your overall health? That's right. Looking at the retina or the back of the eye can give doctors a close-up view of your blood vessels and nerves and show signs of diabetes, hypertension, and multiple sclerosis.
MS can sometimes present with an eye condition called optic neuritis. And when optic neuritis is present, your vision is blurry. It might hurt when you move your eye. Your color vision would be reduced on that side, and the pupil wouldn't react as well.
Ophthalmologist Dr. James Garrity says the eyes are also being studied to see if they can also predict dementia.
The retina is the only place in the body where you can actually see blood vessels. So you can infer certain brain conditions on the basis of how their retina and their blood vessels appear.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. The active ingredient is collagen protein, but there are other things that are of the highest quality. What about natural digestive enzymes? Those are important, but why?
Well, you know, your body, when it breaks down protein and even collagen protein, you're not going to utilize all of it. But our studies show with our digestive enzyme, you're going to get every bit of that collagen protein that you're taking, so you don't waste it. You know, collagen protein is awesome, it's good for you, and it's proven safe and effective for weight loss.
All right, here's what you do. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Toploss.com, here's the deal. You buy 3 bottles, that's a 90-day supply. You get 2 bottles, that's 2 more months free. Plus, you get $20 off with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for this deal. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
All right, so now we've made it to number one, the big one in the report. And it's, you know, this one's had some legs. It's been at number one for a couple of weeks here. It's the Mueller Report aftermath. And I think the thing that I walk away with here is that the Democrats really don't have that smoking gun that they wish they had walking into 2020. And so now what are they going to do? So now they're hoping to get Trump's tax returns as the smoking gun for 2020. That's not going to happen. What are the Democrats, what is still the aftermath of the Mueller report being talked about? And what is the smoking gun that they're going to look for?
Well, they're looking to basically say this stuff still happened. It just doesn't rise to a prosecutable offense. You got Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, saying absolutely there was collusion. I respect Robert Mueller. I understand why he says this isn't something that can be prosecuted. I think where you're really going to get the fireworks here is on the obstruction issue. The attorney general, Bill Barr, says that this does not rise to something he or the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, who the Democrats love, thinks is prosecutable. But there's evidence on both sides there. So once some of that becomes public, the Democrats and MSNBC, they're going to run with that like crazy.
So, Rick, it's looking like the Republicans are trying, the AG is trying to hold this off for just another couple of weeks before they get a hold of it. Why is he holding it back? Why not just give it to him? What, are they trying to build their rebuttal for whatever the Democrats want?
No, I think Bill Barr is trying to abide by the law. When, you know, if you're going to release something to Congress, which essentially is releasing it to the public, either in drips or drabs or the whole thing at once they're public. You need to redact some things. I've been reading a lot of legal opinions about this, and when you have grand jury testimony, for a number of different reasons, you have to actually redact that. Sometimes it's because there's ongoing investigations. Sometimes it's to protect somebody's safety. It might involve some ongoing international CIA activity or something. You don't know what's come through this. But it's interesting to see where the Democrats are now, because when it was first released, when that four-page summary was first released by Bill Barr, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but that's his job. That is his legal charge, is it or is it not?
Yes.
To do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So when it was released, the Democrats were all disappointed. They were dismayed. They wept. Nobody watched Rachel Maddow for 2 days. And now you have Nancy Pelosi, who comes out as Speaker of the House, and she is angry with Bill Barr and has this incredible quote about Bill Barr, who's doing his job, who says, "I don't need you to tell me what's in it. I will see for myself."
And that's going to be the fun part of all this, is just watching her have the meltdown over the next few months when she doesn't get what she wants. And that's what makes this the number one topic of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, guys, thank you so much. Once again, that's Rick Jensen from WDEL in Delaware, Joe Biden's backyard, Greg Corumbus from the Three Martini Lunch and Radio America's news director. I am Rich McFadden from the Radio America Network in for Doug Steffen, and hoping you have a great week, and we will talk to you next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes past the hour. It's time now for the top technology stories of the week. Follow the hashtag Tech Talk on all of our social media platforms at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen. Victoria Keelan is our technology guru. And Victoria, you've got the top five stories of the week, starting at number five with these 2 million credit card numbers that were stolen from Earl Enterprise restaurants.
Yes, this is, it feels like it's another day, another breach. And this one is no exception.
exception. This is the parent company of restaurants like Planet Hollywood, Buca di Beppo, and Mixology. Those are chains. They have confirmed that they experienced a security breach after they had some internal researchers looking into 2 million stolen credit card numbers that were actually sold online. And so hackers used malware installed at the point of sale systems in the restaurants, which is really scary when you think about it. So as your credit card is being swiped in these restaurants, it was also being stolen. And so credit card and debit card numbers, expiration dates, some cardholder names from different restaurant locations in 40 states. And Earl Enterprises says the breach took place between May 23rd of 2018 and March 18th of 2019. They say the incident has now been contained. However, the bad news is if you were at any of their restaurants, which also includes Earl of Sandwich and Chicken Guy and Tequila Taqueria, those restaurants were also affected. So if you were in any of those restaurants between May of last year and March of this year, definitely be monitoring your credit card statements, because a lot of those numbers were sold online, and you will definitely, once that's sold, there's nothing you can do except to monitor your own statement, call your credit card company, and let them know that you may have been a victim of a breach and set up an alert, because that's mostly that's the best you can do, which is not great, but, you know, monitoring everything is yeah. key.
Always good. It's always smart to check your credit report every so often anyway, yes. just to make sure there's nothing going on, especially in this day of technology. All right, number four on the technology countdown is some good news. Amazon lowering prices again at Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon has, they're really making a push for to get more Prime members. And so they've lowered a lot of different produce prices, which is great. In-season produce can be very expensive at Whole Foods. So greens and tomatoes and tropical fruits, all of that have been slashed by about 20%. There are 300 exclusive deals coming over the next few months for Amazon Prime members. And right now, new subscribers can get $10 off the purchase of a $20 item or more at Whole Foods if you sign up to be an Amazon Prime member. And, of course, the biggest perk of being a Prime member is free two-day shipping from Amazon.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Number three on the list, Facebook app developers leaked millions. Another breach. Yep. Another day, another breach. Another minute, another breach. Yes. User records on their cloud services.
Yep, they've left hundreds of millions of user records exposed and on publicly visible cloud servers. And this is according to a research firm that they worked with called UpGuard. The researcher said that the larger of the two data sets actually came from a Mexican media company. And this is all in all, this is not good. This is 540 million records, account names and IDs, things like that. They have all, of course, been sold on the black market. And these data sets were just left on Amazon cloud servers for anyone to see. And so very, very easily hacked into. And again, monitor all of your information, because if you're using Facebook, they just really can't be trusted at this point. And that's unfortunately what they're proving to us.
Victoria Keelan reviewing the top five technology stories of the week. At number two, Google Assistant has launched its first celebrity voice cameo.
Yes, it's the silky smooth sounds of John Legend. For a limited time, John Legend will sing happy birthday to you. He'll tell you what the weather is and answer questions like, who is Chrissy Teigen? Which, if you don't know, that's his wife. Google Assistant is available everywhere now on iOS and Android devices. And John Legend is one of six new Google Assistant voices. And he can do lots of things. He recorded answers to a few select prompts like, hey, Google, serenade me. Or, hey, Google, are we just ordinary people? And again, another shout out to a John Legend song. And you can actually have John set as your assistant voice. You can just switch that in your settings. So it's kind of cool and kind of fun. And you'll be seeing more of more John Legend Google commercials for sure.
All right, the number one biggest technology story of the week involves Jeff Bezos and the fact that he could have been compromised by Saudi Arabia.
This is a bizarre story, but yes, Jeff Bezos claims that his phone was actually hacked by the Saudis, and this is a revelation that came that the National Enquirer had obtained intimate texts and images between Jeff Bezos and his girlfriend Lauren Sanchez. Well, it turns out they tried to blame Lauren Sanchez's brother for leaking these, but actually it turns out that the National Enquirer already had the texts in advance. So there looks like there's some collusion between the Enquirer and the Saudis to gain access to Bezos' phone, so he needs a new phone.
Collusion. Technology news with Victoria Keelan at 59 minutes past the hour.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Believe all over again. DreamWorks Shrek the Musical is live on stage at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th.
And then I saw her face.
The characters you love, the magic you can't resist. Shrek the Musical is hysterically funny. People of all ages will enjoy this show. Shrek the Musical at the Cascade Theater April 5th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now. Call 530-243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. Believe it.
Frustrated by the difficulty getting other departments to help with the growing number of families coming across the border, Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan will be the acting head of the department. Democrats are hot under the collar over a rules change that will speed up the confirmation process for Trump nominees in the Senate.
Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois accusing the Republicans of rushing the confirmation process
by limiting the debate time on nominations.
Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says Democrats demanded more time even after the nominees were vetted by the White House, the FBI, and Congress.
For President Obama in his first 2 years, that happened a total of 12 times.
Even fewer under previous administrations.
But on President Trump, it happened a total of 128 times.
The new rules designed to win confirmation are dozens of Trump nominees still waiting in the wings. Bob Agnew reporting.
The average price of regular grade gasoline edged up to $2.78 nationwide. But fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us prices vary widely around the country.
Right now, the highest average in our panel is Los Angeles at $3.75. The low is Baton Rouge with $2.37.
Lundberg says production issues are behind the latest increases in the higher gas prices.
We have quite a bit of downed U.S. refining capacity for planned and unplanned maintenance ahead of the summer driving season, and also the rollout of higher cost, lower vapor pressure specs for gasoline for prevention of smog.
Lundberg says that $2.78 average is up 12 cents and a 47 cent jump over the past 3 months. But it's a nickel higher than last year. More at townhall.com.
Here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try, because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
There's been more horror and another new superhero in theaters this weekend. Ben Thomas has this report.
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
Reviews have been stellar and audiences enthusiastic about
Shazam!
The comic tale of a teen transformed into an adult superhero debuted at number one with an estimated $53.5 million at the box office. That beat studio expectations and covered a good chunk of its $100 million budget.
That cat was dead.
Pet Cemetery.
That brings things back.
A fresh adaptation of the Stephen King novel opened with a solid $25 million, while last week's number one, took a bit of a nosedive.
Why, Dumbo?
Dumbo is third with a little more than 18 million.
Why?
Meanwhile, Us and Captain Marvel continue to draw crowds, rounding out the top five. I'm Ben Thomas.
And check out breaking news and analysis both at townhall.com. A new requirement for mammography, we hear from Dr. Charles Snyderman.
Routine X-ray mammography is recommended for breast cancer screening. Dense breast tissue makes it more difficult to detect an early cancer, so the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is requiring that women who have dense tissue be notified of this finding. Ultrasound and thermography are additional diagnostic procedures, but unproven for screening. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Sniffling, sore-throated kids seeing via telemedicine visits were far more likely to be prescribed antibiotics than those who went to doctor's offices or clinics, according to a new study. Many of those prescriptions disregarded medicinal guidelines, raising the risk they could cause side effects or contribute to the rise of antibiotic-resistant germs. The study is being published Monday in the journal Pediatrics. You can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
.com.
First, this time around, the second half of an episode of Gracie for President, as presented on the Burns and Allen Show. And later, it's Elliot Lewis as the title character in a brief radio western series known as Hawk Larrabee. Well, at the end of our previous show, we indeed were in the midst of a mock run for the White House. It was a publicity stunt thought up by George Burns and his writers, and found Gracie campaigning not only on their show, but on other radio programs as well. As we resume, I believe the orchestra is about to perform. Let's head back to the evening of April 10th, 1940.
And here's Ray Noble's arrangement of Gracie's campaign song. Thank you.
Dr. Dallas Granray, how is it that you're always able to make such swell arrangements?
Well, George, if you'll step out into the hall, my secretary...
Never mind the hall. Just tell me right here.
Well, it's very simple, old boy. You see, whenever I see spots in front of my eyes, I just write them down and the boys play them.
These spots that you see, are they dots?
No, they're mine.
Well, dots not.
You know, my brother used to see spots in front of his eyes, but he cured himself by drinking.
By drinking?
Yeah, now pink elephants hide the fox.
Now, if we can just get something for the elephant to hide behind.
If you're looking at me, Mr. Burns, I'm not available.
I never mentioned you. That's for you, probably. You might as well answer.
Hello, I'm Penny speaking. Yes, yes. Oh, how old is the little girl? Oh, really? Well, around that age, they can eat solid food. Oh, she does. Oh, well, she'll get over that. You have to expect things like that from little girls of that age. Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Judge Jessel.
I thought your kangaroo's cold was getting worse, I hope.
Say, Gracie. Gracie, I've had a great remedy for colds that might help Laura.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir. You take an old stocking, rub it with Mercurochrome, and tie it around your throat.
Oh, of course, you take your foot out of the stocking first.
Naturally.
And then you rub your forehead with a gold wedding ring.
Where did you read that, Truman?
At lunch today on one of your dinner plates.
Look, let's settle this once and for all. If you fellows didn't like my food, why did you come to my house for lunch?
Well, where else can you get a 35-cent lunch for 40 cents?
All I know is that half of my personal silverware is missing.
You mean that stuff Mark Beverly Wilshire Hotel?
Yeah, my personal stuff.
Well, it's the first time I ever saw a sandwich made out of a slice of ham between two pieces of confetti.
It's daintier that way and quiet.
Well, I really enjoyed your luncheon, George. It wasn't just the food, it was also the hospitality.
Thanks, Grove.
Although the hospitality could have had a little bit more meat on it.
Huh? Well, you know, at most luncheons, there's a very little conversation. All you hear is pass this, pass that, pass this. But at your luncheon, it was really marvelous because there was nothing to pass.
You're complaining about, but then it didn't cost you anything. The food was on the cup.
Well, it wouldn't have been if you'd served napkins.
Oh, quiet. I've had enough of this. It's going to be a cold, cold day before
I... George, instead of serving meals for a living, you can always be a singing announcer, you know. Why, with your voice, you can open up a new field.
And plant corn.
Oh. Singing commercials. Well, you think you're kidding. It's not a bad idea.
No. What song would you use, George, to sell Heinz Honey and Almond Cream?
Huh? Oh, there are thousands of songs that I can sing.
Yeah, there's only one that you know, ain't Mr. Haven?
Yeah? Well, what about this one? If your hands are rough and red and you're all by yourself, get Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. You'll find it on the shelf. A dollar could count as what does it amount to? $10, $20, $15 size, and it'll be popping to roll the guys. Oh, ain't Mr. Haven all by myself. Oh, ain't Mr. Haven. I'm happy. Hello.
Quiet.
How do you like that? It was the wrong number.
Yeah, any number you sing is the wrong number.
Oh, yeah?
Say, Frank, I think you've gone a little too far. Kidding is kidding, and George, I wouldn't stand for any more. Of course, there's no harm in what he says to the elevator boy, but when he stands
the
out here in front
elevator
of
the... Elevator boy?
Yes. When he stands...
But, what'd he say?
Well, yeah, I couldn't repeat it.
I'm going out to find out. I'll take
it. Gracie, I didn't say anything to the elevator boy.
Oh, well, then you better go out and tell George. It was Truman.
I will.
Gracie, I didn't say anything to the elevator boy.
Oh, well, then you better go out and apologize to Frank.
I certainly will.
You know, Gracie, this is the first time you and I have ever been alone.
Be alone with me, or alone with Maine and Vermont.
Well, I feel a little strange with them. I don't know them as well as I know you.
Yeah. People are funnier than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I say, Gracie, I just love your campaign.
Oh, thanks. I got it at Magnum. It's a copy of a 3750 model.
Mm-hmm. I notice it's made of odds and ends.
Yes, isn't it odd where it ends?
Rather.
Say, Ray, when I have my convention in Omaha next month, you'll make a wonderful delegate.
Oh, I won't always be delegate. I'm going to drink a lot of malted milk and I'll be big and strong.
Well, would you like a malted milk now?
With an egg?
No, I'd rather have it with you.
Well, say, Gracie, when you're in the White House, Will you forget all about me?
Well, I will if you'll forget about me.
Well, let's just forget about each other, then.
Oh, well, let's write it down, and then we'll remember it.
Yes, we might forget it.
My daddy always has a string on his finger.
Why?
To keep it from falling off.
Hey, Gracie, would you like to sit on my lap?
No, I'd rather sit on your lap.
All right, then you sit on my lap.
Oh, now you see? Isn't it better my way?
Gracie, stick around for a moment.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I whisper something in your ear?
Nah. What is it?
You're stepping on my foot.
Do you mind if I whisper something in your ear?
No. What is it?
Pardon me.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Yeah, oh, hey, Mr. Haven. Over my myself. Hey,
come on, everybody. Get your copy of Gracie's campaign song and start singing. We've got to get Gracie in the White House, you know, even if we have to paint the one she's in. Gracie is so proud of her song, Vote for Gracie. She wants you to have a copy. Now, all you have to do to get it is send your name and address to her on the back of a Heinz Honey and Almond Cream carton. Any size carton will do. But if you use the 10-cent size, be sure to send two cartons. Address your envelope to Gracie Allen, Hollywood, California. Write your name and address on it and mail it to Gracie Allen, Hollywood, California, for your copy of Gracie's song, Vote for Gracie.
Thanks, Tony. Now Gracie will sing Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh's new song from Buck Benny Rides Again, My, My.
My talk is pretty and clever. My line was sharp as a tack. But ever since I met you, everything's gone black. I want to shout a poem about how I dream of that gleam in your eyes. I want to shout, but all that comes out is my, my. I want to sing the flowers in spring, but oh dear, when you're near, I just die. I want to sing and can't sing a thing, but my, my. Now I should say, oh, how lovely. I should say, ah, how sweet. I should have Shakespeare at the tip of my tongue, but every time we meet, I look at you, and what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my, my. Tell me why my voice won't obey, and help me to say how I go when you throw me in high. I want to cheer, but all you can hear is my, my. My, my. I have a dumb that never had some pretty words about birds in the sky. When you're around, the best I have found is my, my. My, my. Now, I should say how intriguing, and I should say how elegant. I should have Webster in the palm of my hand, but every time we meet, dead pigeon, I look at you, and what do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just die. And though I try, the best I can try is mine.
Well, Gracie, say goodnight.
Well, goodnight. And when I'm in Washington, don't forget to drop in and see me at the White House. I don't know the address, but I'll leave a congressman burning in the window.
Good night, all.
Next Wednesday at the same time, we'll all be back again. Join us, will you?
From April 10th, 1940, while Gracie's mock run for the White House achieved its goal of boosting the ratings for the Burns and Allen show, incumbent President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was easily reelected that November. His closest real threat was businessman and lawyer Wendell Willkie, who not only had not previously held political office, but also switched parties from Democrat to Republican just prior to running. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we shift from the comedies to the westerns. Elliot Lewis is Hawk Larrabee, right after this.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network, be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. During its run, two different actors would play this next Western character, Elliot Lewis and Barton Yarbrough. They would actually work together in Hawk Larrabee as well. Because when Lewis was Larrabee, Yarbrough handled the sidekick role of Brazos John. Now, Yarbrough was a genuine Texan, whereas Lewis, well, he was a native of New York City. Although this one is about a third geographical location. Here is the California Kid. Produced and directed by William N. Robeson, and featuring musical transitions by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, from October 18, 1947.
The Hawk is on the wing.
Come along, folks, and listen for a spell. Here's Hawk Larrabee with a tale to tell. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
The Hawk's whistle signals another exciting episode in the story of Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarbrough and the Plainsmen, and produced and directed by William N. Robeson.
Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
Brothers, that mob thinks I'm the California Kid, and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face in Bighorn City, they'll string me up before sundown. And I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer, Hall?
Find the real California Kid and bring him to justice. Come on, Brazos, we've got a ride.
Yes, the Hawk is on the wing, and Hawk Larrabee's riding high in the saddle.
We're in for excitement, so why don't you stay? This Larrabee feller has plenty to say.
You know, there have been times when I'd have sold that 1,000-acre Flying H spread of mine for a plug nickel, what with blizzards and rustlers and all the other hardships that beset the life of a small rancher. But come late spring, my partner Brazos John and I drove nearly 100 head of Black Mesa beef to Bighorn City to market and got a good price, enough to stock us with supplies for another year and help build up the herd. So we were both feeling mighty skittish as we took the 150-mile home trail toward Black Mesa.
Steer broke cranks and the boss said to kill it, so I hit him in the rump with a handle of a skillet. Come and tie up.
Brazos, you sing almost as good as the cantina girls back there in Bighorn City.
You mean that for a compliment, thank you. Anyhow, I still say the gals in Silver Bow is pretty.
Well, we got a lot of months ahead to argue that point. Meantime, you'll have to be content to look at my face.
Well, there'll be a few muley cows around the ranch. I can look at them for a lease.
Look out what you say, old sheep herd.
Hey, come to think about it, Hawk, I'll bet you our cows is just bawling their eyes out. They miss us so much.
Can't let that happen. Let's get on home, brothers.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little dogies. It's your misfortune and none of my own.
When a cowpoke works 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, nursing a herd of range beef through the winter, he sort of wants something to show for it come spring roundup time. So brothers John and I felt like we'd found the end of the rainbow when we sold almost 100 head of cattle at Bighorn City. There was plenty dinero in my money belt as we rode the hot, dusty trail home toward our Flying H spread on Black Mesa. Hey, Brazos, will you hold that bang tail of yours down to a slow gallop for a while?
Oh, but we ought to be home right now, Hawk. All that rain is green grass in the hill.
Ah, you're right. We should have started pushing the herd on up a week ago.
Yeah, I just don't feel right about nobody being around the Flying H to look after things.
I know. Well, with more good luck, maybe we can hire another hand. Oh, wait. Not the hill trail, Brazos.
Why not?
Well, it's hard going. I don't want Flame carrying these heavy saddlebags up that way.
Oh, doggone it, Hawk. This shortcut will save us nearly half a day. If we were... Oh, hey.
Hmm?
Maybe I could go ahead on the shortcut and you mosey on around through the valley.
That might be a good idea, brothers. Sooner one of us gets home, the better.
Yeah, right. Well, adios, partner. I'll leave you to dream about them bighorn gals.
I might do that. Go ahead and I'll get there as soon as I can.
Hasta la vista.
Adios, amigo. So Brazos took the high trail, and I rode the longer, easier road through the valley. And for once, I didn't miss my partner. Being by myself gave me a chance to enjoy the unfamiliar Bighorn country. I liked its rugged buttes and quiet prairies. Flame did, too. Or maybe it was just that he was happy to be heading home again. We rode along without a care in the world, neither asking or expecting trouble. And then suddenly, without warning, two men popped up from behind a rock overlooking the trail ahead.
Hold that horse. You're covered.
Oh.
And reach high. Up with him. Up.
Who are you? What do you want?
We'll do the talking. Keep your gun on him, Billy.
Oh.
You bet I will. Make or break you, and I shoot to kill.
I got respect for a five-shooter. Don't worry.
I'll take that gun, kid. Now, give me a look at that money belt.
Road agents, huh? What do you think you'll get preying on little ranches like me?
Find anything, Mal?
Yeah. Look at that, Billy. Enough money in his belt to choke a heifer.
That's our man. Black hat and shirt, flame-colored horse, and carrying the loot with him. Everything tallies.
Since when have tin-horned bandits like you been allowed to coyote around these parts?
Where'd you get this money?
Just sold a bunch of steers in Bighorn City.
Is that right? Where's the rest of your riders?
My partner took the shortcut on a different trail.
Saddlebags loaded with booty, I see. Got that selling steers, too?
Listen, you're taking a hard year's work from me. Give me a fair chance.
Just what kind of a chance do you think you've got coming?
Let me have my gun and we'll draw together.
We don't do business that way, hombre.
We're holding the cards, kid. Now, I'll turn your horse around and ride easy.
But why? You have my money in my saddlebags. What more do you want?
We want you, kid.
This doesn't make sense. Who the devil are you?
Still letting on you don't know, huh?
I'm Mal Shepard, Sheriff of Bighorn. Billy Brinker, here's my deputy.
The law? Well, then, holy... If this isn't a stick-up, what is it?
It's an arrest. And we're holding all the cards. Now get moving, California kid.
Me, California kid? You got your brands mixed, Sheriff.
I don't think so.
Oh, I tell you, I'm only a rancher. Name's Hawk Larrabee. I never heard of the California kid.
If that's the truth, you're the only man round here never heard of him.
Well, I'm a stranger in these parts. My spread's 150 miles away. Listen, let me ride after my partner, Brazos John. He'll tell you who I am.
We already know who you are. You can do your talking at the trial. Now, slope, kid.
And keep your eyes on the trail ahead.
Being mistaken for a bandit was one thing I never reckoned on. But I knew my captors meant business. They were both the type that would shoot at the drop of a hat. I was in a tight spot. Our trail led to the bank of a rushing stream. There I hit on a risky gamble, but one I had to take.
Huh? We're crossing here, kid. I get that horse moving.
Sure these ponies can make it, Sheriff? That stream's swift and deep.
Yeah, he's right, Mal. The rain's brought it up a lot.
Oh, can't stop here. Yeah, worry about your own horse, kid. Point it straight across, and don't forget we're behind you.
Like you say, Your deal. Let's go, Flame. Easy, boy. Easy.
All right. Come on. Head going. Yeah. Hey, get my beef in a hurry here.
Keep on.
Horses will have to swim. But I don't know what...
My captors didn't know the kind of pony I was riding. Flame was powerful and strong. Many's the time he'd crossed swift mountain streams. But I kept them moving easy. Well, I saw the sheriff and Billy were too busy with their horses to handle their guns.
Flame, now's the time. Go, Flame. That's it. Get along. You hit bottom. Now go, boy. Go.
Hey, now. The kid's getting away. Don't try it, kid. Don't try it.
I gave him the spur, and Flame came out of the water at a dead run. As he hit the dirt, the bank caved under him. He went to his knees, and I sprawled on the rock. My left side felt caved in. I almost doubled up with pain. I'd hit the rocks hard. I somehow climbed into the saddle because I had to.
Up on the suit, kid. You can't get away from us.
Stretch out, Flame. Get away from here. Go, boy. They're tired of it. You can outrun them. You got to. All right, Flame. Let's get to the hills. With every jolt from Flame's pony, moves, the pain in my side grew worse. I had to find Brazos and somehow clear myself. I pushed on through that endless day, knowing it wasn't safe to stop anywhere. Finally, late that afternoon, I came up over a rise. And there before me was a huge ranch house, like none I'd ever seen. Just a little farther, Flame, to the ranch house door. Hurry, boy.
Yes, what is it?
Miss, can you help me?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm...
Wahila! Wahila, come here quickly. This man is hurt. He needs help. Quickly!
I have only a dull memory of the next few hours. Tender, warm hands working over me, binding me. The gradual fading of pain. Finally, sleep. I woke up in a soft, clean bed. There was that beautiful, pale girl standing there beside me.
You're awake now? How do you feel?
Well, a lot better, miss. You must have taken care of injured men before.
My Indian servant, Wahila, learned those things from her people. It was she who set your ribs and bound them.
And thanks to you both. But I have no right to impose on you. I'll ride on now.
Oh, no, you must rest. You're welcome at Live Oaks.
Live Oaks?
Our ranch. I'm Helen Dawson. My brother Paul and I are the owners now.
I see. My name's Hawk Larrabee. But you've got a right to know why I stumbled in on you like this. I'm running away from the sheriff of Bighorn. He thinks I'm the California Kid.
Oh, no. But you... The California Kid?
You seem to know something about him. It's more than I can say. What's he been up to?
I really don't know. I've only heard talk.
Helen?
Oh, it's my brother.
Helen, where are you?
In here, Paul.
Oh, whose horse is that in the corral?
Well, it belongs to this man here, Paul. He was hurt.
I can see that. I'm Paul Dawson.
I'm Hawk Larrabee, sir. And I'd like to tell you just what I told your sister.
But don't you think
Helen?
You ought to...
What were you saying, Mr. Larrabee?
I'm suspected of being the California Kid.
The California Kid? Well, indeed.
Really, Paul? He was so badly hurt that I just couldn't...
You did quite right, my dear. I've already heard of you, Mr. Larrabee. The sheriff has posted a reward for you in Bighorn City. They have a posse out searching for you.
Oh? Well, if I only had a chance to prove I'm not the man they're after.
I wouldn't worry, old man. You'll be perfectly safe so long as you're a guest on my estate. And now, Helen, let us leave the room. We must allow Mr. Larrabee to get plenty of rest.
After they'd left, I dozed off. Then, almost as in a dream, I was awakened by a sound from outside. I raised myself, looked out into a bright moonlit night. And there was a man astride a flame-colored horse, much like my own. He paused briefly and wheeled his horse and pounded off in the direction of Bighorn City. I drifted off into a feverish sleep. The next I knew, it was morning and the sun was streaming in my window.
All right, kid. Up on your feet.
Sheriff, Billy.
You haven't a chance this time. Get your clothes on, kid.
No, I see I haven't a chance.
Mr. Larrabee, please don't think
don't
that I...
Don't bother to talk to him, Helen. We'll soon be rid of our guest.
I say, Dawson. You offer me the shelter of your house, then turn me over to the sheriff. What for? The reward?
Why not? There was a good price on your head. You're a criminal. I need the money.
And so... this is a sample of the Dawson hospitality.
Oh, please, if you must take him, hurry.
I'll be glad to get out of this house. All right, Sheriff, let's head for Bighorn City.
We're not going back to Bighorn, kid.
Why not?
It's a mite too dangerous for you. Remember the stick-up you pulled last week in Fort Wilkins?
I told you I don't know anything about the California kid or what he's done.
You remember that, all right. There was a shootout. Mac Reynolds died of his wounds last night. You're wanted for murder now.
Murder?
Yeah, you know what that means. Bighorn Jail may be strong enough to keep you in, but ain't strong enough to keep the mob out.
Don't go away, partner, we're telling you why. There's more to this story than meets with the eye.
You're listening to Hawk Larrabee and the California Kid. We'll be right back with more after this. Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder who will out the book out loud.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
Say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
Do you know what one of the most important things to do is when you catch a big fish? Harvest that beautiful bird or get your target buck? That is capture the moment. Stay tuned and I, Drew Ramage, will share some more information about this week's tip of the week from Drawn to Wildlife. Something a lot of outdoorsmen forget to do when the hunt is over or that big fish is caught, and that is take a good picture. With everyone having a camera phone nowadays, take a moment and snap several shots. Things to keep in mind to make the picture and memory as good as possible is lighting, having a great backdrop removed of debris or distractions, taking several pictures from different angles and different styles, and last but not least, make sure the shot is framed correctly and in focus. Put this week's tip of the week from Drawn to Wildlife to good practice as your field this year, and you can look back on moments for years to come. Remember, the seasons never end.
And now let's head back to Elliot Lewis as Hawk Larrabee on When Radio Was.
I don't think my fortunes ever swung back and forth so fast from good to bad. Mistakenly hunted as a murdering bandit known as the California Kid, I was welcomed and promised protection at Live Oaks, first by Helen Dawson, then by her brother Paul. Instead, they betrayed me to the sheriff and his deputy. I was taken to an ancient adobe prison, far out of town. That night, Sheriff Shepard rode back to Bighorn City, leaving his deputy, Billy, to guard me.
Better lay down, get some rest.
Who else knows about this old jail?
Nobody, I tell you. Hasn't been used for years. That's why we brought you here, kid.
Listen, my name's Hawk Larrabee, and the money I had with me, that was money I got rightly from the sale of my cattle.
You'll get it back if the trial proves you're not guilty.
Sure, I know. If I'm lucky enough to get a trial. If I can only get a hold of Brazos John.
Take my advice. You're unarmed, your horse is gone, and we've got your gun. It'll do you no good to escape.
I don't plan another break.
I'm blowing out the candle now. You better lay down and rest your side.
What else is there to do? I lay there trying to put the pieces together. But my weariness soon got the best of me. I'd hardly dozed off when... First I imagined gusts of rain, hail. Then I realized it was pebbles being thrown against the adobe wall. I glanced over at Billy sleeping outside my little cell. Then I crept quietly to the barred window. Who's there?
Hawk. Hawk Larrabee.
Miss Helen. What are you doing here?
Shh, quiet. Here, take this, quick.
What? A key?
It'll open your cell door.
An old rusty key. I don't understand. How did you...
Well, this adobe hut was once part of Live Oaks. We still have a key.
But I'm asking about you, Miss Helen. I gotta know what...
I must hurry. Your horse is saddled out back in the arroyo.
You're helping me escape. After you and your brother turned me over to the law?
Oh, I can't explain now. Just... Please be careful, Hawk. Don't open the door until I'm gone.
Why are you doing this?
They're organizing a lynching party in Bighorn.
I reckon I had you wrong, Miss Helen.
Oh, Hawk. Come close to the window.
Yeah, what? Your lips are as soft as your eyes.
Now, promise me you'll go and keep going.
I promise you.
Please hurry.
But, Miss Helen...
Goodbye, wait. Hawk.
Helen! The strange, unhappy girl disappeared. It was quiet now, except for that coyote over on the hill howling at the moon. I fitted the old key in the lock. The door opened. I slipped past the sleeping Billy out into the night. I walked quickly to where Flame was ground-tied and ready. Good boy, Flame. Let's go! I turned Flame's head north and we rode through the cool night into the thick timber above Bighorn. Then I laid low until sunup. That morning, I got rid of my black hat, covered myself with alkali dust enough to look like any drifting cowhand, and rode back to Bighorn City, leaving Flame where he wouldn't be seen. I wandered unnoticed over to the Wells Fargo station and listened to the excited talk.
The farming won't slip out of our hands again. Not if Paul Dawson has his say.
Yeah, Dawson sure led us to the right spot. I can't figure how the California kid took leg bail right under the guard's nose.
All I'm saying is keep that rope handy.
Yeah, next time we're stringing the kid up on the spot.
That's about it.
Then I saw Paul Dawson approaching in the company of the Wells Fargo stage driver. I stepped back into the shadows of the stable to listen.
Are you sure you won't have another drink with me, Bart?
No, thanks, Dawson. I had one too many already. Got plenty of driving to do.
Yes, I quite understand why you'll need a clear head. I don't envy you your trip.
What do you mean?
Well, carrying all that gold is quite a responsibility.
Huh? How'd you know about that, Dawson? Nobody's supposed to know about the gold.
Why, it's common knowledge. You're moving $5,000 in gold bars to Red Butte this trip. Correct?
Twice that much is more like it. I hope the wrong ears don't hear about it.
Yes, so do I. I suppose you know the California kid has escaped.
Sure, I know it.
If the kid's reputation holds good, he may be waiting for you at Granite Pass. Might I suggest you take another route?
That's just what I'm doing. I'm driving the old Pine Junction Road.
Good. You're very smart. And don't tell anyone of your plan.
You bet your Sunday boots I won't.
I played my hunch and it was working out right. As I speculated on my next move, I was plenty glad to see my partner, Brazos John, riding down the street. Hey, Brazos! Brazos!
What? Is anybody hankering to chew the cud as me? All they got to do is come on out and open.
Brazos, over here!
What? Well, I'm a lop-eared jackass.
Oh, quiet, Brazos. Back inside. Here.
Oh, Clarabee, you pigeon-toed hoppergrass. Where you been at? I come clean back to town from Black Mesa looking for you.
Careful, I mustn't be seen.
Now what kind of scrape you got yourself into? I warned you about them bighorn gals.
Listen, Brazos.
Oh, just look at you. You ain't shaved for 2 days and... Hawk, where is the cattle money at?
It's gone.
You mean you ain't got a tail feather left? Hawk, if you gamble that money
Brazos,
away,
keep
I'm...
keep quiet and listen.
All right. Blow the breeze, cowboy.
Just after you and I parted trails, Sheriff Shepard and his deputy stopped me and relieved me of my money and saddlebags.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Sheriff's got a habit of holding up folks. Why?
He mistook me for the California Kid.
Oh, now. You expect me to believe that, son? Why, they got posses out combing the whole county for the California Kid. He's riding a flame horse. He's got... Holy cow, Hawk. I didn't ever figure it was you there's after.
I'm in trouble plenty. But now it's my move.
Well, come on. Let's go to the sheriff's office right now. I'll prove to him you ain't no renegade.
No time for that, Brazos. That mob thinks I'm the California Kid and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face now, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's that?
Find the real California Kid and bring him to justice.
Hawk, you mean you got an idea who he is?
I'm holding my tongue till I'm sure. Listen, Brazos. Get me a gun and then straddle that cayuse of yours for some hard riding.
Well, now you're talking.
Let's pause for a moment, but Hawk Larrabee returns to wrap it up right after this.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Conclusion of The California Kid on When Radio Was.
There wasn't time to tell Brazos what was on my mind. I only hope we weren't too late to learn the truth. We lost no time in hitting the trail east.
Hey, Hawk, you know what you're doing.
Hope so, Brazos.
Where are we riding to? What trail is this?
The old Pine Junction Road. Keep moving.
Now, it don't mean nothing to me. What'd you expect to find up this way?
There, look up ahead.
Where? Oh, hey, that's the Wells Fargo stagecoach. Hawk, it don't belong on this unused road.
This once it does. It's carrying a cargo of gold.
Gold? Well, how did you know that? Hawk, what you getting me into?
Brazos, quick, up off the trail.
Now what?
Up this rise, back into the trees.
I know you, loco.
Just a little farther so we can look down on the trail. All right, now ease up.
Here, move. Oh,
now look down there.
Huh? That stagecoach ain't moving. Hawk, it's a holdout.
Yeah, by a lone rider. Kerchief over his face. Look good at him, Brazos.
On a flame-colored horse. Hawk, if you wasn't sitting right here next to me, I'd swear that is you. It's a California kid.
That's all I want to know.
Sulfur-footed lizard. Well, let's don't wait. He's riding off. Let's get him before he gets away.
No, Brazos.
Well, Hawk, that's when you've been scared of a shootout.
I think I know where he's heading. Come on, let's go. This time we didn't ride furtively along the back trails, but straight and fast. Because for once I knew just where I was going. Come on, Brazos.
Oh, Hawk.
Miss Helen, meet my partner, Brazos John.
Oh, Hawk, I warned you not to come back to Live Oaks. You promised you'd leave the country.
That's right, only I forgot something.
But you don't know the danger you're in. Oh, please,
sorry,
go.
Sorry, we're coming in without an invitation, but we're here to see your brother, Paul. Or isn't he here yet?
Why, no, he's
gone. Look along this gun barrel, you'll see me.
Hey, Hawk.
You'll both very carefully unbuckle your holsters and throw them over this way. I have the draw on you, California kid.
You've got the draw, yes. But I'll argue which one of us is the kid.
You suggesting that I am?
Fact of it is, I know it. Didn't figure you'd get home so quick after holding up the stage.
Oh, I know the short trails much better than you do.
Well, hey, you admit that you're the kid?
Larrabee, I must say you're very clever. Very clever. How you learned about it, I'll never know. Certainly I held up the stage.
Now?
Now, I shall collect the reward for bringing in the California kid. Dead. Good day's work. What?
Oh, no, Paul, please don't do it.
Keep out of my way, Helen.
Oh, Paul.
Hey, help her, can't you see? She's...
Your sister's fainted.
Just don't move. She'll be less bothered that way.
They're as low as they come. I wonder if Helen ever knew who you really were.
That I was the California kid? Certainly.
So all the time she knew I was innocent. That answers a lot of questions.
The family name, you know. She didn't dare disclose my identity, fearing the disgrace. Not that she has any love for me.
I'll bet you'd even kill her.
Yes, if it were necessary. But right now, you shall have the honor.
With our hands in the air, you're shooting us in cold blood?
Thank you for expressing it so well. So now, Mr. Larrabee, you go first.
Stop it, Dawson!
Oh, no, you don't! Sheriff! Billy!
Howdy, Hawk. I reckon you take your hands down now.
Looks like the kid won't trouble you no more, Hawk.
But you shot Dawson. And all at once, you're calling me by my right name.
Didn't get him any too soon, did we?
But you were gunning for me.
Yeah, seems we was mistaken about you, Hawk, at first. But I was pretty sure of your innocence when I let you walk out of that adobe jail.
You let me walk out?
I was wide awake when Miss Dawson slipped you the key through the window. Nobody ever escaped from my jail keeping that easy.
Then you knew Dawson was the California kid.
Well, I was mighty suspicious. He was too anxious for the mob to string you up. We decided to give him plenty of rope. He did the rest.
Hey, Hawk. Hope the gal's coming right.
Well, here. Help me get her this cot, brother.
That's getting wet. There.
There's nothing to worry about now, Miss Helen.
Hawk, you're still here.
Sure.
Hawk, he was going to kill you.
He won't now. Miss Helen, might as well give it to you straight. The real California kid is dead.
Paul is dead?
Mighty sorry, Miss Dawson, but it had to be done.
Miss Dawson, I knew your dad. He was all right. I think I understand what this would mean to him. I'll do everything I can to cover up your family name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hawk, I hate to say it, but... Well, she's in good hands now. It's getting late.
No, you're right, Brazos. You can't lose any more time getting back to Black Mesa.
I'll get your money in saddlebags, Hawk.
All right.
Wait, Hawk.
Hmm?
Please don't go yet. I must prove to you that there is a tradition of hospitality at Live Oaks.
Thanks, Miss Helen. But you don't have to prove that. Maybe sometime I'll ride this way again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Hawk don't find a lot of reasons for riding over Bighorn Way. Real soon, I bet.
Come on, brothers, before you talk too much.
It's a mighty wide loop that Hawk Larrabee throws, but it's all well that ends well, as the old saying goes.
Each week at this time, we invite you to ride into the West with Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarborough, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, with vocal interludes by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. Tonight's story was written by E. Jack Newman and Gomer Kuhl. Next week, at this same time, Hawk Larrabee rides your way again with another exciting adventure, the return of Edwin Crane. So be back with us next week when the Hawk is on the wing.
The Hawk is on the wing and heading your way with another good story just a week from today. Come a tie, yippee, 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 yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From October 18, 1947. Co-writer Gomer Kuhl is best remembered for his work with Larry Roman, penning scripts for the adventure series Rocky Jordan, starring Jack Moyles. Kuhl was also a musician, specializing in cowboy songs. And allegedly was the inspiration for television character Gomer Pyle's first name. Ah, but that is not the most surprising and impressive fact about Mr. Kuhl. I'll share that with you and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Ah, it looks like they're bringing torches.
I told you to leave before they got here.
Now, you just let that rifle stay where it is, Helen. You can get out the back way, and I'll stall them off.
I never thought I'd hear Britt Ponsett advise nobody to run from a fight.
You never saw me walk right into one, did you?
Saddle up for 20 adventures through the Western Territories with Radio Spirit's 10 CD Six Shooter Special Edition Collection.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl. Its handle, unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
The undeniable yet underplayed charm of the series star provides a gentle introduction to tales of Wild West triumphs and tragedies.
James Stewart as the six-shooter. A transcribed series of radio dramas based on the life of Britt Ponsett, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western Territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends.
The Six Shooter Special Edition Collection is regularly $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can save $15 and pay only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOTER7.
Clay.
What? Yes, sir.
No, don't move. No matter what happens, just don't move.
What?
Now do what I say. Just keep sitting the way you are.
What's the matter?
There's a rattlesnake edging towards your belly. Now go on. Go on. Keep on talking.
Order the Six Shooter Special Edition today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SHOOTER7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Before the break, I was talking about radio writer Gomer Kuhl. I mentioned his first name was the inspiration for the Jim Neighbors 1960s television character Gomer Pyle. first seen on The Andy Griffith Show, then spun off into his own series taking place at a U.S. Marine Corps base. Well, the original Gomer was born in Missouri in 1908, and quite impressively, Mr. Cool lived until 2012, passing away at age 103. How about that? He was survived by 2 sons, 3 grandchildren, and at least 2 great-grandchildren. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.